This is the SML Podcast.
This is the attempt to try and set limits for once.
Well, look at Pappy trying to set limits. He's on the show for like 2 months, and now he's like, oh, I want to make changes.
Well,
we're going to have structure while I'm around.
Well,
yes.
He's good structure.
It's not terrible to want to have that.
You know what is terrible?
What is terrible?
That I'm Joe Cam.
I'm Chris.
I'm Pappy.
And this is the SML Podcast.
Yes,
Ramon is here. We have two guests with us this week. First is friend of the show, visiting once again before our trip to MAGFest.
This is Ian, also known as Jesus.
And then we have like a legitimate guest this week, from calling all the way from Spain. So it's
Ramon?
Stupidly early. Ramon is here.
Hello?
Would you like to introduce yourself? Tell us who you are, what you do.
Yeah. Hello. Okay.
If you just want to introduce yourself, tell us who you are, what you do.
Yes, my name is Ramon Mafia, and I came from Barcelona, Spain, to speak about Acardo Monster, that is the company we have founded 3 years ago. And we have done recently the game Funk of Titans for Xbox One. We are making Blues and Bullets for the same console, and 3 years ago we did Sewer Kid for iPhone.
Nice. I have played Funk of Titans already, and I'm having an absolute blast with it. What kind of led to the creation of Funk of Titans?
Well, really, we came from Sugar Kid, that is a mobile game, and we were seeing what to do next, and then we began to play, do you remember Rayman Jungle Run?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know the game Rayman Jungle Run or not?
Yeah, Rayman.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, but
yeah. I actually have it on my phone.
The mobile version. So we were thinking something similar, but with a mage, and he has to restore the balance of magic in the world. And then we began to, well, this was something like in the Friday, and at the Friday late, we began to see Black Dynamite. And then we change our mind, and we prefer to make something with funky music and Greek mythology. It was something like something really weird, but we think that could work, and that's the point we began to make the game.
I think the fact that you just dropped like Black Dynamite automatically makes it that everybody has to buy the game.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's how that works.
Yes,
so it's Rayman Jungle Run.
Yes. Greek mythology.
Sorry.
A Pappy was going to say something.
I was letting him go.
Greek mythology.
Yeah.
And
plus
Black Dynamite.
Rayman Jungle Run. Plus
Rayman
Black Dynamite.
And Black Dynamite.
Yeah.
Yes. And then a lot of things like, well, we mixed it with Hercules, the Disney film from, I think, 1996, something like that, with a bit of Aladdin, a bit of Prince of Persia, Sonic. And other platform games, so it was something like a mix of a lot of things, and we tried to do our best with it.
I think you guys did a good job. I feel bad because none of the other guys haven't had a chance to
get to it yet.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first time I've heard about it, and I'm definitely interested.
That's because you don't have an Xbox.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I mean, yeah. I've actually seen some advertisements and stuff like that, you know, prior to hearing about the game. So I mean, I was familiar with what was going on. I just haven't had a chance to sit down and play it yet. But
yeah,
so I mean, Joe's pretty much going to be the authority on this one.
Oh yeah, but I mean, as someone who's playing for Turkey,
I did have just enough time to watch the video a little bit, some gameplay on YouTube, and it does. I mean, it looks like one of those fun games that you don't get upset. Like you can sit down, you can have a little bit of fun, and if you die, okay, let me just try again. And it's not one of those games where you get angry at the screen because you can't beat a level or something. It looks like just a nice, fun game to play.
Yeah, it's one of those games.
This is the idea. The idea was to...
Go ahead.
Yes, the idea was to make a game that it's not like the typical platform game from console, that you have to think a lot of things about what do you do next. It's the game is auto running, so you only have to jump or hit. So it's really easy. Yeah. Sorry if I have interrupted you.
No, that's okay. No, we do that all the time.
Yeah, it's one of the downfalls of working with Skype.
Yeah. Our earlier shows, it was just people in the same room, and now we've introduced Skype to the equation, and now it's just
gone to chaos.
It's gone to hell and back.
It's all good.
One of the questions I had was, what was the decision, like, how did you come to the choice to make it an auto runner instead of something like a typical Rayman or Mario game where it's just a platformer?
Yes. As I have said, the game came from when we were working for mobile. At the beginning was a game for mobile. Then we changed the idea to make the game for console. And I, for example, I was opposite to make this. I prefer to make a game with typical controls like Mario, Rayman, etc. The point is that when the rest of the team preferred to keep the same controller, and I was bringing the game to other shows like Castle Connect in Amsterdam, PAX in Seattle, and other places, and the game has a flow that if you make something different, you lost this flow. So, or you can lose this flow. So for that reasons, we keep this, but could we make something in the future, because a lot of people have asked us the same. So could we make an update with controls? We have to study this in the next months.
I personally like the fact that it's more of an auto runner than a platformer, because you can find a platformer anywhere.
Yeah.
But a game like Rayman Jungle Run or Rayman Fiesta Run, which I've played on my phone, I have a lot of fun with, but I would rather play it on a 40-inch TV or 60-inch TV instead of a 3.5-inch screen. And now that Funk of Titans is on the Xbox One, it's pretty much the same experience. And I'm having a blast with it. I really do dig it.
I'm trying to remember what Tim and I had this. It was very similar, like kind of like auto runner kind of thing that we were playing on mobile. And now I can't remember the freaking name of it for the life of me. Like Punch Quest, was that it? Or like Punch? I don't even remember.
Yes, Punch Quest. But this is Endless Runner. Punch Quest is Endless Runner. This has its own levels.
Yeah.
So I mean, like that's the only thing that I could ever say that I've played that's, I guess, like kind of similar in some sort of way.
Yeah.
But I'm interested in it. I think like I just like the visual style of it a hell of a lot more than a lot of the stuff that I've seen that's very similar.
Yeah, so. I enjoy the humor of it too. I like how you I don't want to say that you made Hercules a bitch outright, but he's kind of like a fanboy little bitch in the game. He really is. And I loved it.
Yeah. Thank you. We try to make a game that has a strong humor, but the point is that some people like it and other people prefer to things that are more serious. So I think it's something that depends on the people.
Yeah, I mean, like me personally, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like there's enough seriousness out there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Like if you I really play games to laugh and have fun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean it's supposed to be enjoyable for completely different reasons. That's why you'll have like you got your horror survival kind of stuff, and then you have your like cutesy like any kind of game can really fit in with the grand scheme of things. So I mean not catering to some of those other people is probably the best thing that you can do.
I think if you want a serious action hack and slash Clash of the Titans game, get Clash of the Titans for the 360 or the PS3.
Yeah.
And then hate your life for making that decision. Me personally, I would rather laugh and have fun while playing a game. I don't need to ride on a majestic steed through the countryside. I could do that in plenty of other games.
Right.
Not many games let me ride on the back of a goddamn vacuum cleaner while I pick up records.
Which, I mean, used to be my day job.
Yeah,
like a few
true.
Years ago. So, other than if that's your actual, profession, then That's your
by
only
all
other
means
option.
Ride your vacuum cleaner at the record store if that's your job.
Right,
we're not here to judge.
Yeah, the rest of us, we don't get to live that fantasy.
Chase the dream.
That's very true. Oh man, so what are some of your personal favorite games that kind of inspire you to want to get into game creation?
Oh, I began to play. Do you remember the Game Gear from Sega, the portable?
Hell yeah!
I still own one. It's buried somewhere.
Yes. So one of my first, my favorite games came from this console, like Shinobi from Game Gear or Phantasy Zone, that is a shoot 'em up. Then I passed to PC, and then I played. Do you remember Ultima 7, Serpentisol from Richard Garriott Origin, etc. And I, this game for me was something like a blast because it was like a perfect game, and I thought, okay, I can make games because this game is perfect. So it's nothing we can do.
We're but not going to get past that,
see that
ever.
There are space for other things. Yes. I remember, for example, Monkey Island, Civilization, and then passing to more modern games, Guardian Heroes, for example, for Saturn, Yakuza 3 for PlayStation 3, Jet Set Radio for Dreamcast. So there are a lot of games that, and in the company, for example, there is one that is really fan of Vandal Hearts for PlayStation, other that love Pikmin for GameCube, or Pikmin. Uncharted 2, for example. Uncharted 2, for example, has been Uncharted series in general. It's an inspiration for the next game, that is Blues and Bullets. It's something like a mix of Uncharted and the typical Walking Dead or the rest of the Telltale games. So these are the inspirations, I think, for us.
That sounds interesting. A mix of Walking Dead and Uncharted.
That would be neat.
Yeah.
I would actually really love. You mentioned Jet Set Radio. I would love to see another Jet Set game. I really would.
Yes, I worked in as a tester in one of the first Jet Set Radio, but the conversion from Dreamcast to PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and PC.
Oh yeah,
so
like
I have played a lot.
The Xbox Dreamcast port. The Dreamcast collection is a part of that one.
Yeah. But I guess the closest we're getting to a new Jet Set nowadays is Sunset Overdrive.
Oh, I love it so much, though. It's such a good game.
Have you played Sunset Overdrive?
In Gamescom and other events, but I have not played it in, like, with my time, because I have bought the Xbox One for playing Punk of Titans, the real Punk of Titans, and not the version we have done. So I need time for download it and to play it, but I still have to play the second part, Yesterday Future, for Xbox, because I need time for playing it. I have it, but I need time.
Yeah, almost every single time that we talk to someone that's involved with making a game, there is like, man, I would love to play them, but I really don't have time. It's
too busy making them.
No. Usually, I try to finish like 12 games per year. Sometimes I finish more, sometimes I finish less, but something like 12 games. But you play a lot more, so it's not the same to try to play it a bit. For example, I have played Yesterday a feature, but I mean, I want to finish it.
Yeah.
So that's the point.
Yeah, I honestly don't even think I'm at par.
I try and
to
beat
do
two
the same
games a year.
Well, you try and beat like Dragon Age Inquisition like 7 times.
Pappy tries
month.
To beat my 3 score.
like every hour.
Did you win it back yet, Pappy?
No, I haven't played since I saw that.
Fuck yeah.
It's just going to be a constant like back and forth. I'm going to have to pick it up just to be like, Challenger has arrived, and then just like come in and just be like, just dump.
I'm not worried about you, Chris. You will never defeat us.
If people don't know what we're talking about the game Threes for the Xbox One. It's pretty much like what 2048 is it? It's match the one and the two to make a three, the threes to make a six, sixes to make a 12, and just so on and so forth. And I had the high score as like the only one on my friend list to actually play it, except for Nick Chester, who's a goddamn demon with that game. He has like high score 27,000 which Pappy and I are in the 7,000s.
Oh, and I'm so proud of that.
So Nick Chester is insane at the game. But I got to, I want to say 5,000, something like that. And then Pappy's like, oh, I picked up that threes. I'm going to play you. He's like, oh, yeah, I beat your high score. I like never get that hardcore into puzzle games, but I wanted to beat you. So he beat me. And then I went back and I beat him again. And then he ended up beating me by like 600 points to like 7,500.
Yeah, just barely.
Like and then
I squeaked into it.
The other night, I just sat down. It's like, you know what? I think I'm going to try getting my record back. And after like a 15-minute game, I got, what, not even 100 points higher than him? Something like that. Yeah. And I'm just like, haha, beat you, fucker. And
so, yeah, it's doable. I mean, I can still take it back, but I got to sit down and do it. Maybe tonight when I'm waiting for my, before I leave for my plane.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pick it up eventually. I'll get it eventually.
Well, that was a tangent. Ramon, have you played threes? You'll have to forgive us. We get off topic frequently on this show.
All the time.
Is he still there? Ramon, are you still there?
Yeah. No.
Oh, jeez. That would be why.
Ouch. Oh, God damn it.
Let me add the group call.
Pappy, what the fuck?
He might have just gotten sick of us. I mean, possibility.
It's like, why did I agree to this show?
Probably wandered off for a beer.
Well,
let's start with the por favor.
Let's see here. If it was going to be 2 o'clock his time,
it's three. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I lost you when you were speaking about your highest score on threes. So don't worry.
That's exactly what it was.
I went to apologize to you that we get off topic so frequently, and it's like we're sorry.
No problem. It's perfect. Yeah. By the way, I have to say that we are making an update. I expect it will work, but we don't know yet because you know that leaderboards and these type of things. Until you don't see it working in the real console, you don't know if it's really working. We are making an update to make the same that to beat your friends, but with the bonus stage in Fang of Tetan. Do you remember when you are driving your vacuum cleaner, your horse vacuum cleaner, and you get some meters so you can beat another players?
Nice. Well, I have such a hard time with that bonus game too. I think.
Yes, thank you.
I'm trying to think how far I got.
I can't wait to try it because I think this is going to be like just how you and Pappy are with threes. Like, I kind of want to be that way with this game and just keep just like going back and forth.
It's a blast. It really is.
I can't wait to try it. There's really not much more for me to do in Sunset Overdrive. Like, I literally have like two guns that I have to level up to 5 and then I'm done. Like for with everything in the game.
Wow.
So, and then a couple other characters that I have to make in Diablo and get up to 70. But then after that, like my two go-to games, I'm going to be like literally like nothing left to do in. So I'm trying to find like the next thing that I'm going to dump like all of my life into.
Well, I am
bringing a game with me.
What game?
Oh, that's right. Dead Rising.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring it, and then I'm going to mail it to your house from Maryland.
It'll probably get there before I get back.
Pappy is captain of the dick move.
That would be really hysterical, though. Like, Jordan gets here, and she's just like, are you mailing yourself for Magfest? Like,
Skype crashed again.
Yes.
It happens all the time. It really does.
It's not been this bad before.
Why you don't just Hangouts or other things? The other day I had a video cast.
The main reason that we don't use Google Hangout is because of how our recording setup is. We have all the audio from Skype calls running through my phone into a soundboard.
You'd still be able to use Hangouts.
Can I use Google Hangouts on a phone?
Maybe. I don't know if it's on Windows Phone.
Yes.
Because it's Windows Phone.
Okay, that's the problem.
See?
Well, fuck you.
See, that's what you get, man. Windows Phone. It's all about the Windows
I love
phone.
My Windows Phone.
Microsoft.
I have Rayman Jungle Run and Rayman Fiesta Run on my Windows Phone, which give me achievements.
That's true.
So
I will give you that.
Eat my balls.
You get to have achievements.
But you don't have Funk of Titans on your Windows Phone.
It's very true.
You are so quiet. You need to like actually speak up. Ian.
Oh, it's okay. I'm gonna. I can boost.
Yeah,
because he's sitting right next to me.
So as we're doing the podcast, I'm trying to multitask and I'm cleaning out my Nexus, since you know it's a lot easier to take with me than a laptop. And I apparently have Google Keyboard in English, Korean, Pinyin, and Hindi installed.
I didn't know that you were fluent in those.
Yes, I didn't either. But
said if you head off to the Jade Empire.
It's very true. And maybe you went to a website and it just downloaded the.
It's like, hey, this guy's
been
to Japan.
I only turn this thing on like twice a year.
Well, maybe it was reading in its spare time and it was learning how to use.
It picked up Rosetta Stone while it was being unused.
Yeah, there you go.
So the first intelligent computer is my Nexus. We are not doomed at all.
I got a Nexus 6. I feel like that's like the next amazing piece of machinery that I've gotten now.
It's really hard not to throw out a Blade Runner reference right now.
It's really big and expensive, but...
the Nexus 6?
Yeah.
Yes.
The Nexus 6.
I bought the Nexus 7 40 years ago.
Yes, that's because the Nexus 7 is a tablet. The Nexus 6 is a phone.
Oh, okay.
Is it a phone or
that
is it
makes
a phablet?
Really
actually, it's a phablet.
It's fabulous.
Look at the size of this thing. That's ridiculous. Why? It's huge. It's great.
Oh, really?
I love it. It's big. It's the same size as a Note 4. Yeah. Basically.
So what kind of phone do you have, Ramon?
Yeah.
I have a OnePlus One that is a Chinese big mobile.
I was actually
it's Android and it's...
Wait, interrupt.
But I have been like 5 years with the same iPhone 3GS, so...
Yeah, I was when I was looking at new phones, like I started doing some research as to like, oh, what are like the best top like smartphones that are out right now, and I kept seeing this thing about the OnePlus One, and I'm like, "That what is this thing?" I'm like, I never see it in like stores and stuff like that, and I started doing some research on it, and yeah, that actually looks really neat, but yeah,
I have no idea what it is. I haven't heard of it really before.
Good. I don't know. I'm like really into like tech stuff, so I keep tabs on it. I try to.
Cool story, Chris.
I do what I can. sorry, I had to take a glug of water. Glug of water.
So, Funk of Titans, what made you decide to bring it to consoles instead of mobile?
Well, when Microsoft began the idea at the Xbox program, we tried to enter in this program. So we began to... Do you know how it works or not?
Not Hello? Really. I don't know too much about how the indie stuff works.
Okay, so you fill a lot of you fill something like a spreadsheet, and then you enter more or less in the beginning of the program, and then more or less each month Microsoft sends you something about what you are doing or what do you present them, etc., etc. So we were in this communication, and in January, I think January of 2014, they invited us to go to London to present how to work with Xbox One, etc., etc. So we came there, and we went there, and then we presented Chris Charla from Idea at Xbox or projects, and they told us, okay, please bring this to our platform. We are going to give you a couple of dev kits, and then you are going to enter in the ID Xbox. And that was true. They gave us a couple of dev kits, and then we began to work in ID get Xbox. So that's the point. For example, if you, when we try to work with Sony or with Nintendo, you have to pay the dev kits. You have to, for example, at the beginning, you have to pay the Unity. So it was really expensive. And by this way, it's like you make the game for Xbox and then you forget about the rest of the things. You have at the end of the process, you have to make the certification, but it's something really common in other platforms, so it's nothing special. So for that reason, we try to make the game for console instead of making the game for mobile, because Microsoft came to us and told us to make the game for mobile for Xbox One.
That makes it a lot easier. Yeah, 100%. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, I could imagine how the mobile market could end up getting like flooded with a lot of stuff too. So I mean, a game like this on an actual console,
Chris,
stands
are you
out
referring
better.
To the already flooded mobile market?
Yes,
yeah, exactly. We
were something like the only game that came this week.
Oh no!
Did you lose him again,
Did you lose
Pappy?
Him again?
No, he's still there.
He is still there, in spirit.
I don't believe you.
I don't believe you.
Call dropped.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're going to look into Google Hangouts for next week, right?
We could.
next week's show, we're recording at MAGFest, I would assume.
So I'm bringing everything to MAGFest?
I don't know if you have to bring everything.
I would have to bring at least this. And then all of that and that.
I thought you could
that.
Use the...
I don't remember. Did you bring all that stuff last time?
Yes, I did.
Oh. I hear a phone.
Don't be a bitch.
Yep.
I hear music. It might be next door.
Oh,
so,
it's
Nintendo.
It's definitely Chris.
Nintendo Direct hit.
Yeah, we have a lot of news to talk about, too.
We do.
A lot of news. So much news.
There's, like, news... Like, so, I'm afraid to start a discussion in case Pappy gets him back on the line.
Yeah, just be like, oh, by the way, now we're going to talk about Nintendo stuff. And then, oh, by the way, we're going to talk about that super crazy Harmonix news later. Oh, yeah, and then we're going to talk about...
Well, like, is there like a short filler story that you can plug?
Rock Band.
Kind so,
of. They sent out surveys recently. We all know, we talked about it last week. About how, for the first time in 21 months, they released new Rock Band DLC, which fueled the fire.
Hi, another time.
Oh, hey, he's back.
See, and that's why you don't start yes. another conversation. Basically, the skinny of it is they sent out, after they had released the DLC, they sent out
Cold
maybe
dropped.
like three.
Point interrupting.
Son of a bitch.
They sent out an email, maybe like, 3-4 days later, because I got it on my phone and I just started freaking the fuck out. Like, just like, what the fuck? And another email survey, which they ended up doing before they decided to do the DLC stuff. And it's like, if we decided to make another Rock Band, like, you know, what are some things that you would find important? And that, and just asking all about all this stuff about if they made a new Rock Band.
Yeah.
So... Like, I kind of read that, and I was just like, all right, you're going to put this out a couple days after you release new DLC. If there's not a new Rock Band, at least, like, somewhere in the pipeline, then they're fucking with us hard.
I've been saying my prediction is that they're going to announce it at E3, and it's this fall. That's my guess.
I would not be surprised.
And all the currently licensed DLC carries over.
That would be nuts.
I'm not sure how they'll handle Rock Band Network DLC, but actual like licensed, currently licensed stuff that the licenses haven't expired. So
right.
Metallica, sorry, you're gone.
Is
Naked
really
Naked Boy
them?
Band and SpongeBob? Sorry.
Oh, am I going to lose my Miranda Cosgrove?
Possibly.
No. No.
Are you guys done talking yet?
I don't know. Did you get him back yet?
No! No, I didn't. I got a message.
What did he say?
OMG.
Yeah, that's pretty
fair.
Accurate. Pappy, I'm going to hang up with you, and I'm going to try Skyping him direct, and we'll just do like a quick 15 more minutes with him.
Second
to try.
Right.
There he is.
Yeah. All right, tell him what's going to happen if he drops again.
Okay.
Okay. If the call drops again, I'm just going to hang up with Pappy and call you direct, and we'll just try to hammer out as many details quick with you as we can. I feel so bad that we're having all these call problems. So.
No problem. Don't worry.
Talk about your game right now, Phil. Just hurry.
Okay. What
hurry,
do you want?
Speed talk.
What do you want? Because you have been more or less talking about everything. Tank of Titans is a fun platformer runner game. I have seen that in some critics have said that it's an endless runner, and it's really funny because some people have said it's a short endless runner. I don't know how something that is endless is short, but in this case, it's not endless.
The thing is, it's not an endless runner because it's broken up into stages, and yeah. I prefer that over an endless runner.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say because at some point when you get to a certain like if you're running through this level, you kind of have this thing of like, all right, I kind of want it to end now at a certain point. But so I'm glad that there's levels.
But with Funk of Titans, there's different stages and different layouts. And it, like the first few times you go through a stage, you're going to be like, shit, I didn't see that coming. Or you're going to need Twitch reflexes. But as you play it more and more, you really get into the swing of how the level's going to act, when to attack or when not to attack, when to jump instead of attack, all these different, I don't want to say techniques because it's not a very complex game, but just knowing the timing of the game and the stages.
Is it procedurally generated or is it just the same?
It's stages.
No.
Set stages.
No.
Okay.
And I would presume that.
All right,
oh, go ahead.
What were you going to say, Ramon?
By the way, have you finished the game?
I have not finished the game because Shadows of Mordor has recently reclaimed my soul. I'm halfway through the rap section.
The thing is that the ending of the game it's a homage to an old game from Capcom from 60 bits. You will see it when you finish it.
I have this really, really bad habit of not wanting to move on to the next stage until I have all three stars. And the only time I've forced myself to move on was when you need, God, what was it? The stop sign item to bust the one wall. And you couldn't get the stop sign item until you're like level 9 in the game. So
you do have to kind of like move forward, then come back, and then...
Or you could rerun a lot of stages.
Oh, okay. All right.
I've grinded like a son of a bitch in that game.
I'm shocked.
So much stuff unlocked and so many of the challenges done, and I'm only halfway through the hip hop stage.
All right. He dropped again.
God.
So you shut your mouth. He's sounding tired too, so give him a call and then just shoot me a text when you're ready for me again.
Okay, I hate you.
Well, I'll take the opportunity to finish what I was going to say is that like in the whole like endless one Funny stage
Joe.
Versus the multiple stages, I would presume that like the variety would be much more appreciated and that, you know, like for example, I mean, if you know, like just like Temple Run.
Right.
I mean, that's a popular one. I mean, that's kind of cool and nifty, but like after a couple of minutes,
I mean, you're not yawn.
I mean, it's the same thing over and over and over, and eventually you just get used to everything. Whereas, like, if you have, Joe would probably be able to elaborate more on this, is that like different levels have different kind of feels to them.
Yeah,
so how you approach different genres and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
The first world is all pop themed. The second world is hip hop, and the last is rock.
Yeah,
we'll get him back on. Calling him direct, so no Pappy this time.
So this might work better.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But,
okay.
I don't know if that came through, but probably a little bit.
But, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't really take any of that.
Oh, it's too short. Yeah,
those kind of complaints. Hi,
okay, now we have you direct. Hopefully, without a third person in Vegas, we'll have a little bit better success.
Now we're just going. We're going straight to
Pappy is dead to us right now.
Cutting out the middleman.
Okay.
How it should have been from the beginning. He's just. But I was explaining to them the three different worlds in the game. How the first world is all pop themed. All the music is pop themed. The end, you actually fight a Lady Gaga-esque person.
Yes, it's Medusa, really, but it's like the typical pop singer, and you have, say, Lady Gaga, that is really our inspiration.
Yeah.
So yes, it's an homage, a reference to the Greek mythology, and a class of funky versus pop. So I think has everything. I have to say that one of the things that I have listened or read a lot of more times is that the boss battles are something that are hard to explain in a game that is a platformer. So could we make something for changing it in the future? But it will be in 3 months, 4 months later, not now, because we can't do it now.
Yeah, the boss battles and the mini boss battles all come down pretty much quick time events.
Oh, okay.
But it's in time with the music, so you're actually it's a lot more
interactive
than just hit button when it says to. You're going along with the beat.
Yeah.
Okay. So there is an element of rhythm to it.
Yes.
See, and you already know how we feel about rhythm games. So
yes, we are big music game fans here.
Word.
So. Obviously.
a question I did have, a concern. What happened between the early trailers and release when it comes to the pricing of the game?
Yes, the point is, well, this is something I don't know if really I can say, but imagine it was something like a mistake from our part, because we thought that we have the chance to put the how much it will cost in the system, and it was not true. It's that we can put how much we are going to earn with each game. So apart from that, Microsoft add something. So that's the point. What's a mistake related with these type of things?
Yeah, and that was something. Even when we got asked to do the DLC for Rock Band and stuff like that, they were like, "Well, how much do you want to put the prices at?" I'm like, "I don't know, like a quarter." They're like, "No, like there's certain increments that you have to charge, because you know this, like Microsoft gets a cut, and then the publisher gets the cut, and then you got that. So like realistically, like we each download that was maybe like $1. For each song, like we made like a quarter or 20 cents or something like that. So
yeah, because I know before the game came out, all the pre-release that I saw said that Funk of Titans was going to be $8.99, and so when it came out at $12.50, a lot of people were kind of confused, and I just wanted to find out like if that was a publisher kind of thing that made the price go up, or what was going on with that.
I would assume that would be more Microsoft's end.
It's really was something from both sides, but that's the point. And interesting to see that some people have said that for example, if the game costs some amount, it will earn some score in the review, and if costs other thing, it's other score. And for me, I have been
back to us, Ramon.
Are you still there? Damn it.
So close and yet so far.
Son of a bitch.
Why don't you send him a message and just be like, "Hey man, we've probably got enough for the episode.
Lo siento, señor, we don't fucked up."
Exactly. Send that.
I'm killing the Wi-Fi and trying this 4G. Just in case something's up with Pickle's internet. But we'll at least, you know, let him know that we're trying. And
we do...
It's calling.
And we do appreciate...
Yeah, I know a lot of the negativity and the negative word of mouth is because of the price. I do think $9 seems like a more fair price for the game, but that's kind of out of their hands.
Yeah, Microsoft threw their little percentage on top of that. Yeah, it's 12.
And you know what? And that stuff's going to happen. That's actually kind of something that's unavoidable in one of those kind of instances.
Yeah.
Because obviously you're going to have a certain
amount of... The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the beep.
Shit.
I was going to say, are we actually leaving a message? Because I'm not prepared for this.
But if we really wanted to leave a message after the beep,
I think send him a text. send him a message. Just be like, hey, man, here's what's going on. We appreciate it, but
okay, then you two talk. So
we can do that.
Yeah, honestly, despite his modesty, I'm willing to point the finger at Microsoft. They're an easy scapegoat.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, if you're gonna pick someone that you could probably easily blame, yeah, you could probably get away with Microsoft. let's be honest there. But yeah, man, I can't necessarily fault like here's something, and I'll bring it back to a little bit of news right now. So everybody that I'm friends with right now that plays on PC, they keep telling me about H1Z1.
Yes.
H1Z1 is a zombie survival game that is on Steam Early Access right now. You can pay $20 and you can, you know, it's a Steam Early Access game.
I mean, it's along the vein of like DayZ.
Yeah, so it's pretty much Sony Entertainment Online, their response to games like DayZ, State of Decay, Rust, stuff like that. Now, from what I had heard about it, everybody was like, oh, you know, this has a lot of potential, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, the game releases for early access. And then, like, I don't know if it was the day of or, like, the day after. It might have been the day of. But everybody's like,
Is this about the pay-to-win controversy?
Yeah, so in all the interviews, they were like, oh, you know, the only way to find, like, ammo and guns and stuff like that is to, you know, is to find it organically through the world. Mm-hmm. Now, all of a sudden, you can pay 500 station cash, or $5, real money, and it will, an air supply will drop a crate that you can loot, and the majority of the time it has, like, guns and food and pretty much all the essentials that will essentially make it so that you're awesome in the game. Now, it's catching a lot of shit because of that, and rightfully so. However, I've seen more than enough videos now of people that buy the supply drop and not even get any of the stuff that's in it, because if you play the game properly, you could just screw them over and take it.
If I can jump in on this, I'm part of a gaming community.
I'm trying to get Pappy now, and even that's fucking up on me.
Yeah. Ooh. And I'm part of a gaming community, and these guys were like balls deep, just literally like on their official website they had like a counter for when DayZ was released. I mean, these guys are hardcore. I mean, there's about 20 of them now. I also, like, I was tempted to get it, to jump in on it, but, you know, you go to Steam and it's just like a long, you know, just mile long list of people bitching about exactly what you said. And I did some research, and the guy that runs community, I actually watched his Twitch. Well, kind of, sort of. I had it tabbed in the background for the better part of like maybe like 3 to 4 hours. And I also did some intensive research on the whole airdrop thing that you said. Now, at first glance, it does seem like, oh, hey, you know, that's not fair. $5 and you get this drop full of awesome shit. But here's the thing. It is such a random fucking crapshoot. Because first of all, you buy it, you use it. It takes a couple minutes to kick in. And when it does, everyone within in-game miles will see
this coming from a mile away.
You will hear the plane, and it will fly overhead. Everyone in their fucking mom will see it. And the thing, it's like a giant fucking cargo container. And it takes, and I think it actually takes literally,
it takes a while for that to fall.
It takes like 4 actual minutes for it to touch down.
Then once it touches down, it explodes, and there are zombies that are in the crate that you have to fight to get to the stuff in there.
Is this still that H1?
Yes.
Yep. And on top of that, as it's falling, like there's also like a smoke flare that goes up.
Yeah, there's a flare,
So even if you miss the airplane, you'll still see this giant fucking column of smoke signifying exactly where it is.
Right.
So basically,
this sounds like a lot of changes that they've already made based on what you guys are talking about.
No, this was what was implemented from the beginning.
Because what I saw from the beginning, and what I've seen people talking about from the beginning, was that it was nearly guaranteed to land near you. There were no zombies in it.
It does land near you.
No, I mean like on you.
No, because I know
that they've added a delay to how long it takes for the plane to come. The plane flies slower. They've increased the radius where the box can end up landing. They, from like day one, there were people just complaining about how easy it was to get the box that you paid
no,
for.
It's over-exaggerated nerd rage.
Not that's, to that's mention the fact, yes.
Wait, are you saying that the internet is overreacting to something?
Now, it's hard to believe, but yes.
Yes, but now I will say this. I feel that there is some credibility and correctness mm-hmm. in being pissed off at the fact that you have to spend... I mean, it's early access, like paying to get into the alpha. I don't like the idea of the whole Steam early access thing.
Yeah.
I've gotten burnt twice on it.
Ouch.
So okay. I literally, like, I have no interest in wanting to do any of these fucking early access bullshit things because they've already got your money.
Yeah.
It's to the point now where it's just kind of like, if we don't finish the game, we don't fucking finish the game. Maybe it takes us 9 years to finish the game. Once we finally finish it, then you can't say shit. So, go. You know what I mean? So, the idea of an early access game, I don't like it. I really don't like it. However, I feel like... in certain instances, it's justifiable. Like, mm-hmm. I just don't like this where it's like, well, we're going to make the game free to play eventually. But if you want in on it now, then you have to pay.
If you want to beta test the game, alpha test the game with us.
Yeah, like, I don't like that.
Although, back to the whole airdrop thing, the biggest universal complaint I saw wasn't how the airdrops were done, but the contents of them. Because, like, on interviews weeks, months, and even, like, days ago, they said that there's absolutely no other way to get guns and ammo than by finding them.
To be fair...
but they're in airdrops.
To be fair, you're still technically, even though you're paying for the airdrop, you can still technically, quote-unquote, find an airdrop. Because let's say I am in the same server that Ian's in, and Ian pays for an airdrop.
Yeah,
Even though I didn't pay for it, I can still have a chance to get that airdrop and get the stuff from him.
Yeah,
so it's still technically...
still, someone paid for that.
Yes.
So in some way, it's still pay for someone to win.
Yeah, sure.
In a manner of speaking, it boils down to like his... yeah, well, I'm trying to think. Get into the nature of the disagreement. There's a lot of knee-jerkers just like, oh, it's pay to win. You get all this stuff. But the thing is that once you like understand how risky it is to do it, I mean, there...
it doesn't...
Because like, just say I buy that ticket and I go to the farthest edge of that map, like the deepest bumblefuck you can find, there is still a solid chance that anyone within miles will see that plane and they will follow it out where it goes until they see that drop.
Yep.
And all they... And what they can do is they don't even have to beat me to it. They just have to wait for me to waste all the zombies and then bam,
pick him
jump
off.
Pick me off, and there goes all my shit. You know,
so
I mean, it's
the
not
risk
even,
versus the reward.
Yeah, I
is
mean,
not
it's,
absolutely like if you buy this, you will be solid and set up in the game.
Yeah.
Like it's not
it's
not a guaranteed thing.
I mean, the only way I could say if you're guaranteed is if you have like a whole posse just guarding the drop zone.
Right.
However, doing that shit by yourself, I mean, it is like a huge fucking gamble.
Yes. Not to mention the fact, and this is the main thing that I want to get across to people, because of the nature of the game, okay, you can enter in to certain servers. Like, obviously, it's in alpha. But it was the same thing with Rust. There were certain servers that you can go into because there was a similar thing that was in Rust, but you didn't have to pay for it.
Yeah.
In certain servers, that ability was just turned off.
Yep.
So if you find a server that just straight up doesn't allow airdrops, then there goes that entire argument.
Yeah.
That's just the way that I feel about it. Not to mention the fact that, again, it's an early access game.
Yeah.
That
still
can
a lot
completely,
of stuff. Yeah.
That could completely change to the what they end up with.
Yeah. I mean, I think the only legitimate argument that I've seen that I would be willing to validate is the fact that it can be argued that, I forgot what the dude's name was, but the guy that initially
said, like,
there is no mechanic in this game whatsoever that will be misconstrued as a pay to win. And then the airdrop ticket comes out. Now,
hold on. Funny note, Pappy's modem died.
Ooh.
Oh, geez, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, but I mean, and he said there's going to be absolutely no pay to win mechanic, and then they introduced the airdrop ticket. Now, like I said, I mean, it is incredibly risky. I mean, like, for example, like, let's just say the three of us are jamming out in the server, and all of a sudden, like, we see a plane overhead, and we're like, dude, let's go check it out. And it turns out it's just some noob who has no idea what the fuck he's doing. He just spent five bucks on this.
He's done.
And, you know, and we could either wait for, like, I mean, it's entirely possible that the dumbass can get killed by the zombies that pop out of that crate.
And then you literally just roll up, and then here's a five dollar crate that we didn't pay for.
Yeah, we just took your $5 worth of stuff. Have fun with that.
I just think a lot of people feel betrayed that there's guns and ammo in the airdrops.
Yes, I mean, I think
that is how they fix it. They don't put guns in there. They don't put ammo in there. They just put random supplies or cosmetic stuff in there.
See, but that's
which
the
was
thing.
Their plan from the beginning.
I understand that, but at the same time, like, then there's literally no appeal to wanting to do it at all.
I don't see the appeal to do it now because I pay money. I might not get anything. Why the fuck would I pay money?
Exactly.
To be fair, you don't have to. And you'll still get a good game. Like, I don't see it as pay to win. It is definitely a pay to assist, but it's not a guaranteed thing.
I see it as the developers lying.
Yes, I will absolutely agree with that. I think that is the biggest problem.
Yeah, like, if they came out from the beginning and said, you could get guns and ammo in these airdrops, you could pay to win, people would be like, oh, that fucking sucks. I hate pay to win.
Again, though.
And then they would play it anyway.
Using the term pay to win is definitely not the best thing to use for this particular situation.
It's more like pay for a chance to win.
Exactly. Because I have played games where it was legitimately pay to win. Like, it was just like, you can go into this item shop right now and buy this item, and you're going to have the best item in the game, and nobody can fucking touch you.
Yeah.
Like, Whereas the next time you log in,
you have, like, semi-automatic five clips, rations, all that kind of shit.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, that's pay to win.
That's pay to win. This is pay to have a chance to win.
Yeah.
I think Patty's back. I'm not sure anymore.
He's having an existential breakdown.
Yeah. But, I mean, the thing is that... If the developers actually, you know, even if they double back, because he said we're not going to have any pay to win, and now they have a mechanic which is being obviously misconstrued as a pay to win, but if they emphasized how risky it is,
not to mention
then
the
people
fact,
would be able to take it with a grain of salt,
right? Not to mention the fact that we're talking about the same people that did PlanetSide, okay?
Yeah.
When PlanetSide first got, you know, introduced as the newer PlanetSide 2, everybody's like, okay, yeah, this is cool, da da da. Then at some point, they started introducing the whole, like, the certs and buying the credits and stuff like that. And then immediately, everybody's like, oh, it's fucking pay to win because I could just buy this gun and I can do this. And it doesn't make you, like, like you can still acquire that stuff through the game organically.
It's not pay to win, it's pay for convenience.
Exactly. And the same, it's the same token of, it is not absolutely required. Now, I'm going to say, and this kind of goes back to even just we were talking about before with Microsoft, I'm going to say, don't forget who's the grandfather company of all this bullshit. This is Sony Entertainment Online.
And
so let's not be surprised when Sony wants more money.
Yeah, that was another point I was going to bring up, is that a lot of the initial knee-jerk reactions is because these people are used to getting dicked over by SOE.
Yeah.
Or right. Not necessarily getting dicked over, but watching good games get dicked over by SOE.
By SOE. Like, and I don't see how anybody could find this any different, but EverQuest, Landmark. Yeah. Like, they're like, oh, yeah, you could pay to have, you know, to do the Landmark thing and get into it early and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, it's not what you're actually, like, looking forward towards.
Their concern is that they're scared that it's going to turn into a trend, because if they're willing to double back and do something like this, you know, even though it is a little misunderstood and it wasn't really clarified, and, you know, like we just counter-argued, it's not necessarily pay to win, pay for a chance to win, they're just worried that Sony will, at some point during the pre-release phase, continue to implement, you know, more things or mechanics of this nature, which might, you know, just kind of quote-unquote, kill the gaming experience.
Yes. Now,
I still think the thing that people are pissed off about is the lie where they said guns will not be available.
Yes, I understand that.
any other way.
Again,
they are.
I understand that. Yeah,
but
that,
methods behind it, anything else.
That could be. Yeah. I mean, that could be something as simple as core, Sony wanting more money, yeah, and they could just be like, "Nope, fuck you. We said that we want these drops in it, so you're gonna have to do it." And now all these guys that made these quotes, because they were under the assumption that it was gonna be like that because their bosses told them to, now they're catching all the whirlwind of shit from all the people that bought the game. Which here's another thing that I would love
fair,
to fucking get.
Who's the guy in charge?
I forget the guy's name.
He said it, Smedley.
Some
he said it 3 days before launch.
Yeah. Right, because...
3 days.
Yes.
Which you don't just magically put those in 3 days before launch.
Have you worked on a game before? You don't know that. I guarantee you there is the possibility. You have to at least understand that there's the possibility of this, that they could have showed up to work the next day and they got an email from fucking Sony executives that are just like, "Oh, by the way, we wanted you to add this in before the game was done."
Well, then they could have said it was beyond our control, not if you don't like it, don't play it.
Well, to be completely honest with you, if this was my game, okay, and this is my mentality of early access games, okay, the people that actually should be paying for the early access ones are the ones that want to stand by the game regardless of what decisions that game makes from start to finish, because the game is going to change. That is what an alpha is. I've seen games that have been completely different between alpha and beta, like completely different games. So the people that are buying the early access are they going to be reviewers, which obviously they shouldn't be buying it, but acquiring it, however you want to put it. But reviewers should be the ones that are looking at early access games, and the ones that actually want to be involved with creating the game and fixing the game and changing the game. Those should be the people that are paying for this early access, not just people that are going to be like, "Oh, well, this game is available for me to buy, so obviously this game should be done enough that I should be able to play it as much as I want." And play
what,
it just
what
like
about
a,
the people
against...
who have been following the game for months and they've been told things about the game for months and months and months and months.
But again,
and the day of release, it completely changes how the entire game is played.
Again, and you have to understand that that's what you're getting into when you're trying to follow a game from its very inception. Like, a knee-jerk reaction of something that changes in one day. Like, how do you know that as soon as we finish this podcast, how do you know tomorrow they don't just fucking change it? And then it, all of a sudden,
they
it's
might
a different...
because of the backlash. But when you said for months, up until 3 days before release, you cannot get guns or ammo any other way. 3 days later, it's completely different. No warning, no heads up. And it's not even that they came out and said, "Hey, we're sorry. We were kind of shoehorned into this." It was, if you don't like it, don't play it.
If your boss,
if you're that big of a fucking asshole to your customers, I hope they go down. I hope the game bombs.
See, but that's the thing. Like, when you're putting out content like this, to me, and I don't know if this is just the way, I don't know if I'm looking at it wrong, or...
I think, based on what you're saying, I think you're looking at it wrong.
What the fuck are you talking about?
H1Z1. The new...
It's a zombie survival game Sony
Online.
Okay,
so what did they change? I've heard of the game. What did they change?
We just talked about it for 20 minutes, Pappy. Yeah. Where the fuck
have you
been?
No, you did nothing since I got on was say that they made changes. They made changes. You didn't specify.
They put in the opportunity to pay $5 or 500 station cash, which, again, you can acquire.
A penny of cash.
But you can pay to have a supply drop near you. Items.
Basically, a plane will fly overhead. It will drop a giant supply crate, and inside the crate, there's
stuff.
There's just some random supplies and stuff,
including guns and ammo, which for months beforehand, including 3 days before the game launched, they were adamant about saying you cannot buy guns and ammo. You must find it or scavenge it. There is no other way to get guns and ammo. 3 days later, they're in airdrops that you can pay money for.
Yeah,
that makes perfect sense. Because fuck you, that's why.
And the developer, instead of trying to explain the situation calmly, kind of turned into a little bitch and was like, if you don't like it, don't play it. Yeah.
But now you have to understand, too, man, like, with the amount of shit that he's going to catch, Like, if I was in his position, would I honestly have handled it differently? Probably not. No. Because you're going to have, like, your livelihood, okay? This is your job, okay? If you have some little shits that essentially just spent mom and dad's money and they're going to bitch at you because you changed something in a game that's not even done yet. The game's not even technically, like, released in its full, entirely, like, this is our end.
But it's out there for consumers to play with months of promises behind it.
All I'm saying is, if I was in his position, okay, be like, look it, the game's going to change. If you don't want to change with the game, don't support it. That's fine. I'm not going to, like, I wouldn't care. I really wouldn't. Because the people that want to support it and the people that are going to want to help you make a really good game are going to be the ones that opinions that I'm going to care about.
He shouldn't have been so adamant about the whole not able to be obtained any other way.
I think what it boils down
again,
to is...
It could be out of his control. How do you know he didn't get...
Then he could have said, it was out of my control.
You can't say that in a job.
Sure you can.
No, you can't.
He'd be
fired on the spot.
Yeah, he'd be basically throwing his bosses under the bus.
He couldn't be like, sorry, oh, well, things changed. It was something. It was something out of our control.
No, you can't make that statement.
It's not. He's not saying, hey, I didn't make the call. The dickheads above me made it.
All right,
hey.
Fired. Yeah, he would get fired.
So the guy but someone said that this dude basically got all, like...
Yeah, he pulled a Michael
defensive.
Bay. If you don't like it, fuck off.
Then if you can't say anything to defend yourself, just don't fucking say anything. Say, hey, here's how it is now. And then don't fucking feed the trolls.
Yeah, I mean, like, honestly, I was kind of pissed off and disappointed when I first heard about it. But after I did enough research and understood how high of a risk it was to actually get this ticket, I mean, like, you know, I don't know if you heard how much we expanded on the risks. I mean, you get the ticket, you use it, plane flies overhead, everyone and their fucking mom can see it, and then it drops the crate.
I'll pull up a video so Joe
no
can
you know what
explain
you
it.
Know what, we're done talking about that game because there's something else that's shitty. Club Nintendo is ending. Like, I'm tired of giving that shitty game attention, so we're talking about Nintendo now.
Jesus Christ.
How come it's got to be on your decision there, Joe? Maybe I wanted to talk about the game.
It's my fucking show.
Well, I've just been relegated to backup.
Yeah, me too.
That hurts my feelings. Yeah.
Have fun learning this equipment.
Pappy's the new guy. He doesn't matter.
Have fun dialing in people. Well, I can't really say that because I couldn't fucking dial in people either.
We just spent 20 minutes yelling at each other about a game in early alpha. We need to stop doing that.
we're turning into the whiners on Steam.
To be fair, it's a legitimate discussion that needs to happen every once in a while because people forget that.
But
this
we're
is
on
an
opposite
issue.
Sides, and nothing was budging either way.
My final comment on this whole situation is: yes, the guy is an asshole for handling it how he did. But but honestly, I took it with a grain of salt once I realized how much of a fucking gamble this mechanic actually was.
And so I don't have a problem with the airdrop mechanic at all. I have a problem
just
with how
that,
they handled it.
Yeah, yeah. And
that's
and
where
I
my
think
problem
we are,
is.
Yeah, and I think we are all in agreement that, yeah, going back on it 3 days before, you know, the early release was a dick move, telling people to suck it or fuck off, or suck it up and fuck off, you know, that was also
suck it off
move.
And fuck
suck
up.
It off and yes. fuck it.
Suck it. And
when it comes to SOE, it doesn't matter. It still applies.
Yeah.
Don't forget, Sony Online Entertainment is going to provide you with a Planet Side 2 beta for the PS4 launch. Be prepared, fuckers. Anyway, email I got in the mail today. Email in the mail today. Nintendo prepares to discontinue Club Nintendo Rewards program.
Now, why did... You always say that you never get the emails, but you got this email and I didn't.
I get like their news emails, but I don't get shit from like their promotional emails.
Okay, all right. Like, that's why I was confused because I'm
like
wait
Smash
a minute.
Codes came out, never got any. Pokemon codes came out, never got any. Monster Hunter codes, not a thing.
Okay, so you get the official memos, but you don't get the swag.
Well, it's because of a mailing list I signed up for when I was still writing for...
That other place.
Something.
Yeah, that other thing.
Save that shall not be continued.
Something.
Voldemort's blog.
Deleted
Voldemort's
save file.
Blog.
After more than 6 years delivering fun Nintendo-themed rewards to its members, Club Nintendo is preparing to shut down. Nintendo's loyalty rewards program rewarded members with a variety of items, such as downloadable games, posters, figures, in exchange for coins that members earned by registering products or completing surveys. Nintendo Club Nintendo members in the United States and Canada can earn coins through the end of March and redeem those through the end of June. Nintendo will be announcing a new loyalty program at a later date. So after years of their physical rewards getting shittier, including their platinum and gold rewards this year being digital-only bullshit, they're just killing the program completely.
Maybe that's why.
But it did say that they're going to replace it with a different rewards program.
Allegedly.
That's what it just said in the email.
I don't believe
them. Yeah, I mean, maybe that's why they're shutting it down, because, I mean, it sounds like a precursor with all their top-tier stuff getting crappier and crappier, and then they're just minds like, ah, fuck it.
Might as well just cut it off instead
of half-assing it, because all of our dedicated hardcore club members are getting pissed off at all the shit we're sending.
But again, it does say in the email that they're going to plan to try and do something else. So it's not like they're going to just completely give up on trying to give back to their their customers. Like, they're going to do something.
I've been burned by Nintendo so many times in the past. I'll say I'll believe it when I see it get a new loyalty
program. To be fair, everybody's been burned by some company at some time. So I can't say that I'm always the first one to jump and be like, well, this is going to fuck up and this is going to be terrible. And this is, you know what I mean? Like things happen. You have to kind of be able to just move along with the flow of stuff.
Nintendo's been doing a really bad job of treating its customers well the past year, so I really don't have high hopes for them.
I mean, is why they're canning, because they need to reassess everything, figure out how to start doing shit right. Maybe
how
a reboot.
I hope I'm proved wrong.
I really, really hope that they prove me wrong and they come out with a great new loyalty reward program for Nintendo. But I won't believe it until I see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, that's perfect.
How quickly did the Majora Mask 3DS sell out?
That's from scalpers. That has nothing to do with them.
Nintendo makes the supply. They decide how many items they make.
Right, but also you wouldn't want to make too many where you're going to lose money.
Like, you think Nintendo's going to lose money on Majora's Mask systems?
How are you going to be able to gauge how many to make before enough is enough?
Really?
Absolutely. I've seen so many of those Mario Luigi Dream Team ones that it's just like, because everybody was losing their shit over that one, and then as soon as that came out, now you could go to like any side Walmart anywhere and find one of those systems, no problem. You know what I mean? So it's a matter of,
it's sold out before stores even opened on the West Coast, and Nintendo can be like, wow, those sold out quick. We're going to start another production run, or we'll increase our production run. How about Amiibos? How long has it taken them to address how quickly some of the figures have sold out? Just at the Nintendo Direct, they're like, later on this year, we'll bring more Marth out. That's it. That's all that they've addressed. Nintendo has become so anti-consumer lately to a lot of different people. Maybe not to you, because you're not as hardcore into buying Nintendo stuff as some other people are. They're not bringing the smaller Nintendo 3DS to America. A lot of people are pissed about that. Nintendo's just like, sorry.
Sounds like they need to do some in-house cleaning.
Right. We've been saying for a while that Nintendo needs to get their shit together. This isn't anything necessarily new to us.
So you can at least understand why I'm skeptical when they say that they'll have a new loyalty program.
I
think they're full of shit.
I wouldn't think they would completely leave everybody high and dry.
Well, no, they're not leaving everyone high and dry, because according to them, we want to make this time of transition as easy as possible for our loyal Club Nintendo members, so we're going to add dozens of new rewards and downloadable games to help members clear out their coin balances.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're at least going to help you spend your points, but I don't believe them when they say they're going to have a new program.
To be fair, Nintendo not having any rewards program whatsoever, people would be fucking furious. Like, Xbox has one. PlayStation has one. They might not be the greatest or they might not be the best, but they have one.
What is Sony's?
The PlayStation Plus shit.
PlayStation Plus isn't a loyalty program.
They're
That's
give
a
you the games
with,
right, but they're giving back to you at
No, Microsoft Microsoft Rewards is a reward program. PlayStation Plus is a subscription service.
Right, but
That's not rewards at all.
It depends on how you look at it. Cuz if you're paying for their online service and then they're throwing in the other stuff, then that's like a rewards thing.
How did PlayStation Plus start?
With my dick.
PlayStation Plus started as a rental service to get certain games each month free. The online service was forced into it.
Okay, but now
that's not adding value.
No, maybe they but if you look at it as it's all about that's, how you look at it. If you look at it as okay, before it was now I'm paying and I'm getting these games every single time because I'm paying for it. Now it's, well, if you have a system and you don't have PlayStation Plus, guess what? You're not playing online. So now you have to have PlayStation Plus to play online.
So that's a reward?
No. The stuff that you get along with it, like you're paying for your online service, and then the other stuff that they're throwing is in a book. I'm not saying it's
games
the greatest thing ever.
Games with gold is a reward because you were never paying for games with gold. You
but
were
how is that different? I don't understand how that's different. You're literally paying for your online service, and then you're getting games for free.
Okay, on Xbox, you paid for Xbox Live to play online.
Yes.
On PlayStation, you didn't.
No, we're talking current gen.
Okay. Current gen, Xbox, you had to pay to play online.
You have to pay to play online.
You're forced to pay online with Sony.
Which is the same thing for Xbox.
You didn't have to.
But not for the four. We're talking current gen now. We're talking current gen.
And I'm talking the lifetime of PlayStation Plus.
Right. Okay, that's
when
fine.
When PlayStation Plus started, it was for a game. It was for games each month.
With the way that things are now, I'm talking about right now. With the way that things are right now, if any company that's currently in the current gen of games that didn't have some sort of reward program whatsoever, people would be furious. That's all I'm trying to say, so that I believe Nintendo will do something after this is over.
And again, PlayStation Plus isn't a reward program. It is a mandatory subscription. Xbox Rewards is an actual reward program. That's not Xbox Live. Xbox Live compares to PlayStation Plus. Xbox Rewards, there is no PlayStation reward program. PlayStation Plus isn't a reward program.
Your mom's a reward program.
Oh, I just don't see how PlayStation Plus could be considered a reward program.
You're rewarded for giving them money.
Yeah, pretty much.
With a punch to the dick.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I didn't say you want the reward.
Well, you don't like the reward, then fuck off.
I swear you're like timing me here, like.
But I'm not trying to.
Okay.
Like,
okay,
I'm just.
Yeah. No, Joe, as the outside observer who can't see your faces, you are getting upset. He is not egging you on.
I'm really not. Like, I'm like, I'm.
We love you, Joey. It's okay. Find your happy place.
Like, I'm not trying to do this to like see you go off. Like, I'm just trying to say, like,
I mean,
I'm just trying to explain it from a different point of view.
These aren't the Steam.
Although I am actively jealous that I couldn't have trolled you intentionally on that because.
I don't think that I'm clever enough to do it on purpose.
Okay.
Like,
getting back to the point.
You're
looking at the glass
from the beginning. Oh, from the beginning, PlayStation
there was
Plus,
the Earth.
PlayStation Plus, shut the fuck up. PlayStation
on
Plus.
The day.
from the beginning, you were being skeptical.
Words?
That's a word now. Irregardless.
I'm a skeptical.
That Nintendo would institute a new rewards program. You'll believe it when you see it. That's cool. given your history and how shitty you've been treated, you are well within your right to feel that way. You're looking at the glass as being half empty. Chris, on the other hand, is looking at it as being half full, and that hopefully they will take the time to reflect upon how they have been fucking up and will theoretically, hypothetically, improve upon where they went wrong.
Precisely.
And I don't own anything by Nintendo.
Yeah, neither do I. In fact, it took me a minute to figure out what the fuck the Nintendo Club was.
It's a way that you can walk into GameStop, take all the codes in the games that are on the shelves, and put the codes in and get free stuff, and that's it. That was the only thing that Nintendo Rewards was designed for.
We still love you, Joe. It's okay. It's okay.
Well, they do.
Well,
my point
initially has nothing to do with PlayStation Plus.
No, we've moved on from the Nintendo because Chris is calling PlayStation Plus a reward program.
And I think we've all acknowledged what by is, now that it was a bad reference.
Yeah, and the rest of us have moved on.
Yes.
No, because you're still over there like, it is a reward.
No, he's giggling at you.
I really am. I really am.
You didn't see the look on his face. Yeah,
I heard his face, Joe.
I heard it. I heard his face.
So no, is there any other news that we should be apprised
there
of?
There was a shit ton of stuff from Nintendo that we didn't technically cover from last time. So the Majora's Mask new 3DS XL, because Nintendo branding. I'm convinced they don't know how to call, like, they don't know how to brand stuff at all. Like, between the Wii and the Wii U, and the 3DS, and the new 3DS, and the 3DS XL, the 2DS, and it's got...
Can the next one be the 3DS 150?
Jumbo-sized?
Can
I get some fries?
The 3DS 350, super-sized.
It'll be the newer 3DS XL. Because they'll be like, well, we already called the last one new, so we'll just...
Just as long as they don't fuck up and call it the 3DSS.
Oh, God.
3DDS? 3DVDA? What?
Three.
The worst part about it is that I could see them doing it.
Yeah. Hail Nintendo! With the new 3DSS!
DV. Oh, God! I didn't even think about that either. Shit.
Jesus Christ.
Eventually, it's just going to be the most ridiculous palindrome. Because you could play it either way.
I think Joe gave up. Joe doesn't want to say anything anymore.
Did Joe go home?
No.
Did you leave the room?
No.
So MAGFest tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
Well, I'll be in Baltimore tomorrow.
Okay, so... Well,
we could probably wait until after the
show. I was gonna say, I don't want to monopolize the show on that.
What are we talking about now, anyway?
But
I just hear angry silence.
Yeah, I'm getting like death stares from Joe.
But yeah, I'm just
staring at the floor.
But I was telling Chris earlier how it's going to be nice that we're not going to be the central traffic hub of parties and everything, and we can actually like go to the fest and enjoy the fest as a fest.
You mean I'll actually see Pappy this time?
Outside of the room? Yeah. And
I'll be sober.
And it'll... I wouldn't hold my breath on that one. But anyways,
Ian, you're not on social media. That's right. So I'm an alcoholic, and I've been sober for 3 months tomorrow.
Oh really?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. That's right. Shit. You don't have a Facebook.
Surprises every SML podcast.
Surprise. Yeah.
I guess I shouldn't be telling you what I have in my trunk right now.
You know that there's still a bottle of Jaeger that's sitting in my closet because you guys left it at last MAGFest.
Yeah, because we literally went, there is too much booze here. Fuck it, someone else takes it.
He's like, somebody please take this. And I'm like, I guess I'll put it in my bag.
Well, like a good chunk of the booze that we bring to the that we've been bringing to the parties are leftovers from like 10.
I'm not surprised.
We haven't.
Like
we
all
haven't...
the booze that's in my trunk, except for maybe like the one bottle of tequila. And I'm not going to get into that story. It's like just leftovers from like the past couple of years.
Yeah.
I mean, I usually toss out like the perishable stuff. Like there's no way I'm going to keep like a bottle of like like fucking Irish cream for 2 years.
Enjoy
the sour cream. Yeah. No.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But like just the straight regular hard liquor and stuff. I mean, yeah, I'll hold on to that. Stuff keeps really well.
Yeah, the first year we probably spent $600-$700, and then the year after that only like $400, and then I think last year we only spent like $200 because
I mean it was basically like just select bottles for personal stashes.
Yeah,
that's like I got gifted like 2 or 3 bottles of wine. I might bring one.
Yeah,
that's it. Like,
yeah. I mean, I'm not expecting to clean out. I mean, I don't have a whole lot, and I'm not expecting to clean it all out in this one go. Although there are probably some people that could. But,
well, there is going to be a someone we know is going to be having the party room. They've already said that they're going to be the central. So
is it Rez?
We can always no.
Oh, good.
No,
nothing against Rez, but
no. Remember, party central requires a down posit.
Oh,
put him. Shh.
That's harsh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I do admire his initiative and spirit.
Yes.
His spirit, yes.
Well, I mean, he really did try at 8.5.
I had a good
time. Oh, yeah, no, 8.5 was nice.
Yeah, it was.
That's what
that required several people. He was on the fence, though, because remember, a lot of everything had to go right at the end because he needed the other people to go in with him.
Yeah. But no, it was a good time last time.
Yeah. This will probably be... Oh, no, go ahead.
My goal next year is to get the big room from the year before, and then at the last minute... not let any of you in and just pay for it myself.
Just do it for yourself. Be straight baller. Just like, oh, you mean, just you doing mean the cartwheels around that fucking room. Just like, Wee!
Oh, wait, do you mean the presidential or the other one?
The one from 2 years ago, the beast, the one with the shower.
Oh,
the one with the shower and three walls. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the most beautiful shower I've ever showered in my entire life.
I'm kind of jealous. Like that. I wasn't naked in Pappy's room.
We're gonna
get the same one next year.
Yes.
In fact, I'm gonna get the ball running on getting that next month.
Okay. No, that's cool.
I wouldn't know. I never got a chance in that shower.
Gross. I'm sure Pappy would let you if you wanted him to.
Yeah, if you want to have a chance, Joe.
Well, I'm trying to think.
He was too busy hogging the room to himself. So
I was. And again, next year will be better because I won't be sleeping in it from like 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. So I'll be out of the room and people can use it.
Yeah. And hopefully I won't have food poisoning from leftover Thai, so I can actually help staff.
Yeah, and that's the goal this year for MAGFest. Since we don't have the curse of the big room, hopefully everyone will be good.
The curse of the big room.
What's that?
Yeah, the first year Maze Dude got alcohol poisoning the first night.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, something like really nasty has happened to like one lumberjack like almost every year.
Well, I'm bringing
sort of like they're the sacrificial lamb so that everyone else could party hardy for the rest of the weekend.
Jordan ended up getting a bunch of small things of hand sanitizer at Bed Bath & Beyond.
No, that's strongly recommended, dude. That's common sense.
If I have extras, I was going to bring them and give them to everyone.
Oh no, people would fucking love that because I mean you have a bazillion people coming in from the corners of the globe descending on
I think that's
Maryland in like the thick of winter and all that it's a fucking petri dish of nastiness.
Yeah, I think that's honestly what saved me at 8.5 because I took like a crazy like scalding hot fucking shower like every day and like scrubbed myself fucking down and I'm like I'm not getting sick.
Yeah I mean I loaded up on like vitamin supplements like a week beforehand just to jack myself.
Yeah. And I looked at that while I was at the store. I was like, oh, maybe I should get into Thing of Emergency. And then I saw it was $10. Yes. And I'm like, I'm not getting a Thing of Emergency. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like you either spend $10 on emergency and jack up your defenses beforehand, or you spend $10 worth of meds trying to cure yourself the fucking scrog when you get home.
Nah, I'll take my chances.
But yeah
I have Theraflu left over.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's a reason why we kind of schedule like 1 hour blocks in the shower.
it'll
be nice to actually have like a standard room and attend the fest for what it is, because it's actually been a while since I've gone to a lot of panels. I mean there was a point where I could say I've seen and done everything, so I don't care if I miss half the shit that goes on, but
after 3 years of that, it's kind of like, wow, I wonder how things have changed.
Exactly I mean there's a lot of panels I'd like to go check out, a lot of guests that haven't been there before, that I would like to check out. So, I mean, I'll actually have my own personal schedule of stuff I want to see.
Yeah.
And that's, and it's kind of, and I'm kind of looking forward to that.
I wish we would have got our panel. I looked at the
schedule. Oh, you mean like an SML panel?
Yeah, we applied for one.
Yeah.
We didn't get approved. Okay.
Yeah, the haters be hated.
Almost all podcast panels got turned down.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought almost I saw a couple. All. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. I thought I saw at least a few.
Yeah, no, the big ones, you know, the guaranteed draws. But again, yeah, that's the weird thing with MAGFest is adapting. And, you know, like with Ian and Joe have been there for all of them. They've seen where, like, MAGFest 2, you could have literally walked in and be like, hey, I played a video game. Can I have a panel? Sure.
Yeah. Who are you? Now it's, Steve. Yeah. No, okay, fuck it. Yeah. Panel 3. Go.
As long as you can talk and you might be funny, go for it. And now it's a little more like, hey, you know, do you draw hundreds of people, maybe thousands on YouTube? No. Well, we'll try and fit you in. You know.
I think maybe next time what I'll do is I'm going to buy like one of those like really crappy like foldable tables, and we'll literally just like set up like in the hallway and have our own panel for like
guerrilla
podcast like right in the middle of the fucking convention floor or something stupid like.
And the key is to see how fast you can pack up and relocate and then set up shop
and then
do it again.
If we were using vocal mics and not that condenser, we could pull it off.
Yes and no.
But if we use that condenser mic, it'll just be.
Unless I attempted to hold it, that'd be the only thing that I could possibly think of. Mm. But the only other problem would be like I'd still have to have like all the. Because I've actually looked into possibly like getting a setup and doing it through the iPad with vocal mics, but you wouldn't be able to do more than two channels, which sucks. Mm-hmm. So any other way, I would have to bring this hunkin' piece of crap.
Well,
hunk of burning crap.
What we could do is like it would just be officially you two doing the thing and like you know grabbing whoever the hell happens and to just, come by. It's like, oh hey, Mustin, hey dude, come here for a second, and you just hit up on him. And like the moment like we start getting dirty looks from like either hotel staff, Dorsai, or MAGFest officials, like I'll be like your professional schlepper. So
you'll be our bouncer.
Not even that, but like. But like you know, as soon as someone starts giving dirty looks and like, oh, get ready for the pack and run.
Get ready for the pack.
And then someone comes over. Oh, we're gonna get dressed. And the key is to see how fast we can load everything up and just fucking run to a new location, ditch them.
I need to think of a little bit more of like a mobile.
Except
thing.
The only downside of that plan is that most of the MAGFest staffers have radios. Be on the lookout for Joe Cam. He's carrying a microphone. And then everyone's like, oh, yeah, that fucking Joe Cam. Yeah, everybody knows him.
I don't think they would care. Because,
no.
I mean, there's
no, they wouldn't care.
It's just the humor of, you know, just packing up, running somewhere, hiding, and then setting up again. Like,
yeah, the downside is trying to hide with Joe at MAGFest because he's one of the most recognizable people at that damn event.
He could be like the decoy.
Yeah.
We need to we'll
interview people standing behind Joe.
Or pretend he's interviewing them while me and Chris are setting up the next location.
No,
like, okay, Joe, we're back in panels 4. Come and get us.
it becomes like a Where's Waldo of MAGFest, but it's just Where's Joe Cam. It's like, go to the Taiko Drum
Master. I still have the fucking Nintendo Direct news opened up, but you guys had to be fucking idiots today.
I don't know. We're just going
eat a
like
dick.
Well, hey, Pappy brought up the whole MAGFest thing, so. Shit, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe,
I can only take so much angry silence over
PlayStation
Skype.
Plus is not a goddamn reward program.
Yeah. I mean, we're sorry, Joe.
I'm not beyond it.
We're sorry, Joe, that we keep getting off topic. It's the nature of the podcast, right?
That's pretty much in the description.
Fleshlights.
Oh, yeah. Side note.
If you had a fleshlight,
that was actually like her vagina was used on to model the fleshlight. There's a video on YouTube of her taking the tour of the Fleshlight factory, and it's funny.
Oh, wait, God. Who is this?
The lady that they modeled the Fleshlight after, like her vagina.
The original
Fleshlight.
Oh, wow. I'm just going to say this, and no interrupting from either of you.
I'm ready.
Years ago, you paid for gold, and you got a subscription. You paid for PlayStation Plus, and you got games. And you were online. Nowadays, if you don't pay for gold, you don't get the online, and they've added games. PlayStation Plus they forced online into the price. It's not a benefit. It is not a reward. It is removed value. You're forced to pay for online.
So I think my flashlight would involve the Buddy Christ.
I just don't get how you call it a fucking reward.
Hey, I'm gonna channel my inner Jay Cutler real quick because I don't care.
F V Q. Shut up, Happy. F V Q 6 2 D W G 4 V H Q F H W Y R 4 X R R 6 6 3 Z. You just got yourself a code for Funk of Titans.
Cool. Yay.
Merry Christmas.
I was like, wow, that's a long code. I don't think we've ever done one that long.
Yeah, next box code. Oh, and F W D 9 Y 3 D W W F. Brother. P G.
World Wildlife Foundation.
P G and then 669.
That one's so much better.
C 4 W J or sorry. I fucked it up. C 4.
Now you got to start from the beginning.
C 4 Y J D X 3 H 2 Z. So there, two codes for Funk of Titans.
Assuming you can get the second one in correctly.
Yeah.
That's the challenge of the week.
FWD 9 Y 3 D W F P G 669 C 4 Y J D X 3 H 2 Z. There.
That's way faster than I would have been
able
to do
it. I don't give a shit.
I hiccuped.
And Ramon says, in March, they will show more things about their next game, Blues and Bullets, and they hope you love them. Thank you for having them on. And buy the game.
Yay.
PlayStation Plus is not a benefit. It's not a reward program.
My dick is a reward program.
That's the name of the episode. My episode 102.
My fleshlight comes
PlayStation
Plus. Episode 102
is
not
a
rewards program.
Huh.
I just don't get
and
how
if
you
all
think
of
it's
USML
rewards.
Fans out there have a problem with it, fuck off.
I just don't get how someone can grasp onto it so hardcore.
Yeah, dude.
You're like a Rottweiler.
Just, like, skimmed
because
over
I
it.
Don't
like,
understand how you call it a reward program.
I'm so far
there's no
past
reward
it, though,
to it.
Like,
I just my brain can't process
you
how
it.
You think it's rewarding.
The reward is
it's a subscription program that gives you rewards for being a constant subscriber.
But you don't get added rewards over time.
Your mom gets added rewards over time.
You actually lost value by them forcing online onto it. Like, Xbox Gold, they added the free games. That's a reward. That's an added benefit.
No, PlayStation Plus is always giving you free games after it goes down for 3 weeks.
Yes, they have always given you free games.
That's
so
your
what is the
program.
Reward?
Wait for them to fuck up and then give you free stuff.
This is your reward for putting up with our bullshit.
Yeah, see, it's a reward
PlayStation
like
reward program. Thank you for
like,
putting
hey,
up with us.
It's like living in an abusive household. Your reward is not getting slapped today. You know?
So, guys, remember that Nintendo Direct that we briefly mentioned 40 minutes ago?
Something
no,
like
nope.
that.
With the whole new Nintendo 3DS coming out that you made fun of 35 minutes ago.
Vaguely.
Did you talk about any of the
added features,
added no. benefits? Of the new system.
I think we actually covered that in a previous episode, didn't we?
Yeah, it's the one that comes with the flashlight built in, right?
Yes,
no.
Built-in flashlight.
No, the C-Stick.
Has the little C-Stick clitoral nub.
Yeah. Which is like smaller than the size of one of the buttons.
Just give it a
chance
to look.
It's like a touchpad nub.
Yeah. But
from everyone who's used it, they say it works amazingly.
Yeah.
It's just
like the ones that you would find
touches.
In the middle of like the older laptops, like
yeah.
those things.
Yep.
So it doesn't actually shift?
No.
Oh.
So it's a clit nub that you just tickle and play with.
Oh.
It also has added ZL and ZR buttons.
Yeah, ZL and ZR.
Built-in NFC functionality, so you could use your amiibos on it.
Yeah, I was wondering how they were going to, like, are they still making the portal to
yes.
use it for the older? Okay.
Yeah. And then the thing I'm most excited about with the new 3DS XL, aside from the added horsepower in the machine, is head tracking 3D.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like the main selling point for me. Mainly just because like I have not been able to use the 3D on those at all.
Yeah, the biggest problem that people had with the 3D on the 3DS was the 3D not being 3D and instead being a blurry mess when you did anything except hold your breath and not move.
You had to be like a you had to be like a marine sniper.
Yes. You had to be like one of those street performers, the living statues.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, the system's going to be $199.
I thought it was just me this whole time.
$199 releases February 13th, so great Valentine's Day gift.
The thing that I'm really kind of weirded out by, they're not putting a power adapter in it.
Yeah, which is weird.
Like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck?
Well, here's a really stupid question. Like, would the original 3DS adapter be
any of the 3DS, 2DS, and DSi?
Yeah. Like, a whole bunch of old charging adapters work for it. So okay. They think, why make you pay for something you probably have already.
But even still, like, what if this is going to be your first intro into it, and then now you have to find a chart? Like, what are they really...
Spend the $8 for a charger.
But, like, how much is Nintendo really saving by keeping that out of the box? Like what?
Tree fitting?
Fucking, like, a dollar?
It sounds like a damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of thing. I mean, like, we pretty can much, put it in there, but, you know, it's just one more chunk of... shit that people have to keep track of.
They've been releasing them that way in Japan for years. Like when we got a power adapter in our 3DS and our 3DS XL, they didn't.
Because
you guys have a DSi, right? Put that in the box and use your old charger on the new system. Stop being a little bitch about
it. Yeah, but the problem is like, all right, you take a lot of the times like retailers, if you're trying to sell it, they require you to have the power adapter with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that kind of screws that whole system up.
Yeah, the reselling.
You know what I mean?
If you hold on to the adapter from the old system and try to get rid of the old system.
Right. So that was the only reason why I was confused. Because if you, like, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be like, okay, I'll trade in my old one to GameStop, and then I'll just buy the new one. Yeah. And then, more than likely, GameStop's going to be like, well, we don't take it without the charger. So, like, it just, it creates...
That's basically the GameStop.
I think it's a bad
dumbass move
from Nintendo to do.
Yeah, I feel like it creates more problems than it does solving them.
I think it's just one more way Nintendo's being anti-consumer lately.
I don't know, man. Like, I just...
Nom, nom, nom.
Nintendo hates people.
I just don't get... I don't get that.
And they're also only releasing the new 3DS XL in America, not the standard sized model.
Yeah, that I thought was kind of weird.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who don't have fat sausage hands like mine who are concerned about needing to buy an XL. Plus, the XL doesn't have the customizable faceplates, which people want.
Right. Well, and that's because the thing, because even, like, Jordan even said, she was like, so does that mean that I have to get a new one? And I'm like, well, if you get a new one, you got to get a big one. She's like, but I won't be able to play it then.
Yeah.
So.
Are her hands that small?
Yeah.
Have you not met Jordan?
No. No, I've only heard about her in myth and legend.
Oh.
It's safer that way.
Right there. Yeah. Her shoes are right there.
Chris,
that gives you a little
bit of myth and legend.
Yeah. Her shoe, her foot inside her shoe fits in my shoe.
Oh, so she's a tiny one.
Yeah. Except in the breasticles.
Yeah.
Adorably compact.
Yeah. It's like everything on her is small and compact, and then you hit her chest and it's just like...
She just falls forward.
She's a living chibi.
Pretty much. It's so true, though. I hear about it all the time. She's just like, man, my back hurts. And I'm like, that's because you have to carry around fucking cannons. Like... My back would hurt, too. Like, I completely understand.
But in addition to the system in red and black launching on the 13th, there is also the Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask system, which sold out way, way long ago, and Nintendo don't give a fuck if you want one.
All right, we already touched on that.
And a Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate bundle, which includes the game for $229, which, shocker, GameStop exclusive, and is sold out.
I think it's more of a scalper's issue, Because that's been happening a lot.
Oh, it's a huge deal, but if Nintendo made more than 13 of them, it wouldn't be a problem.
But they're obviously making more than 13.
Okay, they're making 15, whatever. a lot of other stuff was announced during the conference. A new Fire Emblem game is coming, which is awesome.
I still haven't beaten Awakening.
Jeez.
Amiibos are coming to Smash for the 3DS, which was also confirmed. Xenoblade will hit the 3DS in America in April.
Which, that's not bad.
Motherfucking April. It will only be playable on the new 3DS XL.
Which, that's where I'm kind of like, what the fuck? Because, again, this puts us into a category of, like, if I wanted Jordan to play it, she's not going to be able, she has to get, like, an XL.
This is kind of like, I know I mentioned this before, it's kind of like the Game Boy to the Game Boy Color, where it's functionally the same system, but it's just powerful enough that newer games will not run on an older system. Puzzles and Dragons Z and Puzzles and Dragons Super Mario Brothers Edition are coming.
Yeah, and that's like split in like one box, isn't it?
I don't know, is
it? I think those ones are, and then the Pokemon one is free to download.
Yeah, Pokemon Shuffle coming February. Story of Seasons was announced. I love how they had to dance around how they described Story of Seasons.
Yeah.
Story of Seasons is the new Harvest Moon. But in America, a different company has the rights to the name Harvest Moon, so they can't call it Harvest Moon. But it's Harvest Moon.
Yeah.
It's just not...
It just doesn't say Harvest Moon.
Yeah. A Harvest Moon by any other name.
Because they even said, like, in previous games in the series, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, that's Harvest Moon.
Like, they mentioned the Japanese name.
It's just they're bound by red tape and technicalities.
Yeah.
So the game that's out now for the 3DS with the Harvest Moon name that doesn't feel or play like Harvest Moon at all.
It's not Harvest Moon.
Yeah.
It's some bastardization. Which I think, is it Atlas?
I think
that
it's Atlas,
the name?
Yeah.
Did.
Which, but, out of all the companies, fucking Atlas.
I know. Ah. Atlas is like, we have the name. We don't need the game anymore.
Yeah, you kind of do.
Codename Steam. More information came out on Codename Steam, including Amiibo functionality for all of your Fire Emblem Amiibos, including Marth, which we announced will be getting a re-release sometime, who knows when.
Yeah,
but it's
happening. I just want a fucking villager, man.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
That's what I want. Majora's Mask is getting a DLC pack for Hyrule Warriors on February 5th. It includes Tingle and Young Link.
Which
I need to get jamming on that.
Yeah, Tingle. Tingle in that's going to be fucking retarded.
Yeah.
It's going to be really funny.
Mario Party 10 is coming with an all-new Amiibo party mode.
I'm hyped with that.
And that's go along that, they're releasing a Super Mario series of Amiibos March 20th, which includes Mario, Luigi, Peach, Yoshi, Bowser, and Toad.
Toad being the only one that hadn't been released before.
Well, Toad also being the only one that's not in Smash Brothers.
Truth.
Yet he is the only one so far compatible with Captain Toad.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which, if you hook him up in the Captain Toad thing, it'll put like a pixelated Toad somewhere in the level, and then if you find it, you get shit.
Tapping the Toad amiibo will make Pixel Toad appear in the stage waiting to be found by the player. Xenoblade Chronicles X for the Wii U is still planned for 2015. No better date on that yet. Also in Amiibo news, this spring we'll see another wave of figures, including Robin and Lucina, Pac-Man, Wario, Charizard, and the one which I have already tried to pre-order, but no one's taking pre-orders yet, Ness from Earthbound. I missed out on Shulk. I will murder a motherfucker before I miss out on Ness.
Yeah, I feel like that's one, like, I could safely say that you... At this point, you probably have someone that still works at GameStop that you're friends with, yes?
Not really.
I will give you Margaret's information, and when I will have Margaret find out the day that they start taking pre-orders, and I will call you and make sure
that... I will kill a bitch if I don't get a Ness. I'm still pissed about Shulk, but at least Ness so far isn't announced as a GameStop exclusive, which... There's only bad things happen when Nintendo and GameStop announce a GameStop exclusive.
Yeah. I will say that that's historically not good.
Yeah.
I just want a goddamn villager. Yeah. I'm trying to get Underwood to buy one from Japan and bring it to...
He said they were sold out there because I was like, hey, if you find a Marth, let me know.
Damn. That shit ain't happening.
I want a villager.
I have a villager.
Wait, it's the only one I want.
The funny thing is, I traded my GameCube adapter for Villager, Little Mac, and Zelda, and now the GameCube adapters are showing up everywhere again.
That was a good trade.
Yeah, I know.
That was a great trade.
Yeah, my $20 GameCube adapter.
Buy low, sell high.
For $40 worth of amiibo.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's like
made out.
I feel like value. I need to find somebody so I can get like 10 copies of all these rare ones and then just start pawning them off.
Dude, you might be able to find them in Vegas. Go to like an outskirt Kmart or something.
Hell, go to a pawn shop.
Kmart doesn't get new stuff anymore.
I was going to say, trust me, I've actually
won't go to an outskirt store because I don't want to get stabbed.
Yeah. I've actually checked the entire U.S. database and GameStop, Walmart, Target, and Kmart, and none of them have Villager in the entire United States.
You know who does? eBay Scalpers. They have it.
Right.
Well, just like the Zelda 3DS XL.
Like, yeah, and they'll show up on there. And yep. It just sucks because, like, I really wish that people would just be like, no, you know what? Fuck these guys. We're not going to buy it at these prices, and then we're just gonna wait and, like, make them fucking sit on them.
No. You know what
I mean? Wish more people would.
Everyone has their price.
It's terrible.
I really wish more people had that.
See, and that's kind of where I'm at with H1Z1 too. I wish people would just be like, you know what, fuck this game. I'm not gonna buy it if I'm that pissed off about it. Like, let's not give them money.
Yeah,
this is the whole thing with pre-orders too. Like, I feel like everybody feels the need to pre-order anything and everything for the sake of just pre-ordering it and then buying it the day of. Where I'm very skeptical as to what I actually put pre-orders on. Like, it's the only stuff I pre-order one game a year. Yeah, like, the only stuff I put pre-orders on are the stuff that I know exactly what I'm getting into 100% before I even pick the damn thing up.
Guess what I never got to pre-order? A Shulk amiibo. Guess what I'll never get?
Well, and that's
amiibo?
And that's the thing. I'm so pissed off with how, like, absolutely necessary pre-orders are for certain things. You know what I mean? Like that. Yeah. I hate the fact that anybody can go in. Like, I feel like, especially with something like limited edition consoles, like, there was some guy that ended up going in and spending like fucking like $4,000 or $5,000 on a bunch of them, right? Uh-huh.
I'm sure there was.
Right. Well, the
minimum.
I feel like GameStop should be able to implement something of like, all right, a limit like 2 per customer. Because then,
yeah,
at least
some
you
sort
got
of regulation.
One for, yeah, like one for yourself and one as a gift.
Yeah, but like, the problem is that, like, it money is money. It doesn't matter if it's coming from one guy or 100 guys.
It blows.
But yeah, they don't give a fuck. I mean, they're making their profit margin.
The limit for customers are usually set by the manufacturers, not by the stores.
Yeah,
because manufacturers want them to, go to as many people as possible.
Yeah,
and then you have something like Guardians of the Galaxy, the Steelbook from Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
I went there at noon to pick it up. It was a Best Buy exclusive, and they said that it didn't matter if I was outside lined up. They sold out way before then because one of the first people in the door was an eBay reseller, and he bought 70 copies.
There weren't
even enough for the people in line because this asshole bought them all up.
Yeah, see, but that... Honestly, that's... To be completely honest, that's on the manager. The manager has the right to set limits.
Oh, I know.
And that's Best Buy's failure to...
I tore them a new asshole, and then they ended up
not searching
the entire United States and found one in Utah that they had sent to me. So that was one of the...
Oh, yeah, because Mormons aren't allowed to watch Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's all your fault, Pappy.
Hey, considering all the bullshit the Mormons believe in...
because I don't live there.
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
I'm going to get a text from you one of these days. Like, it's going to be, hey, dude, I just reserved this amiibo at the store in Vegas. Could you go pick it up for me and I'll pay for shipping? And I'll be like,
no.
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 Because that store is Just if you reserve, if you ever try that and you reserve it at a Walmart within 5 miles of Nellis Air Force Base, I won't go there.
Well, dude, anytime I've ever wanted to reserve something near you, I've called you beforehand. I'm like, dude, how close is this place to you?
Yeah, Mississippi word. I'm just like I said, I'm just giving you the heads up. If you look at a Walmart, immediately look at how close it is to base. If it's within 5 miles, don't even bother contacting me.
What if it's beyond 5 miles? Well,
then you can contact me. But the one right after base is actually called Stab Mart. They had a police sting a couple years ago.
They changed the sign. Wow. They had
a pregnant woman was robbed at gunpoint. Like an 8 months pregnant woman was robbed at gunpoint at 2 in the afternoon.
Dude, they put you know the, how the police cash. Will put a sting. Damn,
man. You know how the police will put a sting car in a parking lot. You know specifically to watch for someone to steal it, and then you know they arrest them.
Yeah.
Their sting car they put in that parking lot, it was actually being stolen at some points before the undercover cop walked out of sight from the car. Like they made over 30 arrests in one day with the sting car in that parking lot.
Wow.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, it's amazing because it's like, how the fuck are there 30 people trying to carjack in that one parking lot and they don't even notice, you know? Oh, hey. This Corvette was here an hour ago, and I was being too stupid to case the place, apparently.
Yeah, right. And on the topic of babies being held up,
I'm curious where
music
you're going with
this week.
Wait, what? There's so much more to talk about.
What else is there to talk about?
Borderlands.
Oh, I know what there is to talk about. PlayStation Plus is not a reward program.
Borderlands.
What do we got left? Because I have to leave for a plane in 3 hours here. I got stuff to do.
I haven't heard anything about Borderlands, so what's going on with Borderlands?
Borderlands.
Is there something Ian, did you hear anything about Borderlands recently?
Are we talking about the Telltale game, Borderlands?
No.
I know the prequel sequel was like on the Steam, you know, winter Christmas.
All right, Chris,
sale,
just tell us.
Borderlands 2.
So anyway,
what games have you been playing, Jim?
Borderlands 2 and the pre-sequel
is a reward program.
Borderlands 2 and the pre-sequel
are fun games.
Borderlands 2 and the pre-sequel.
Flashlight.
Borderlands 2 and the pre-sequel
weren't as good as the original.
Borderlands 2.
For the love
2
of God, let the man finish.
The irony.
can I finish? Can I
finish? I'm at a delay. It's not fair.
Borderlands 2 and the pre-sequel with all of its DLC content is going to be remastered and released on the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4.
Really? When did this get announced?
Today.
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
Where the fuck?
I swear, okay. I that's why I'm saying this is newsworthy. I wanted to talk about it.
Wow, that was actually worth the jackassing delay.
So Borderlands 2 and Borderlands pre-sequel with all of the DLC being remastered. So not just ported, but remastered for the new consoles and on PC as well, I guess, which is weird. But yeah, they're calling it like the Handsome Jack collection.
Okay.
Because because there was a lot of people that were like, oh, Borderlands 1 isn't in there. That's stupid. But we're like, well, no, it's called the Handsome Jack thing. So it's the only stuff that's involved with him.
It's
so
it's that story.
That's
line.
Why they're not doing one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, internet. Come on.
I don't know. I don't think there's a price point yet. I wouldn't be surprised if they did like an.
Did they announce a date?
Yeah, it's actually in a couple months.
So it's not in 2016, as Zach predicted?
No, it's actually as soon as a couple months.
So, Zach. Ha ha.
Eat a dick.
Ha ha. Yeah, so that's...
Internet is just fucking chugging right now.
Well, yeah, I think Chris is playing H1Z1.
Yeah.
Let's bring him over here to talk about it.
So, but hey, did you get an airdrop ticket?
No, I'm sure they're probably just getting him, Tim, Flonker, and fucking like three other guys are probably just going around stealing them from people.
Yeah, yeah, like the gaming group that I'm part of, like they're not even about to touch that shit.
No,
they have like a 5-man raiding party that intentionally goes out and raids.
Yes, Yeah, that's probably what they're doing.
The Borderlands Handsome Collection for the Xbox One and PS4 will cost $400. It's called the Claptrap in a Box Edition and limited only 5,000 units worldwide, including a remote control Claptrap toy.
Motherfucker.
So there you go.
Man. I didn't know there was a collector's edition. Jesus Christ.
I was
going
to say that remote control.
In addition to the toy, the Claptrap in a Box comes with a Handsome Collection, which includes remastered versions of Borderlands 2 and the pre-sequel and all DLC, as well as 12 Vault Hunter lithographs and a collectible steel case.
Jesus Christ.
But Pappy, does the remote control Claptrap come with a built-in fleshlight?
You could probably get it to hold one.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sold.
Oh my God.
I know. So, and this is the thing that actually made me kind of happy, because at first I was like, oh fuck, I wish I didn't get it on 360. But you can transfer your saves.
Nice.
Oh, that's always good.
So, yay. I will actually have a reason to pick it up on Xbox One, so I'd be able to play it with you guys and we can play it together.
Outstanding.
Because I still never finished
except
all the
except I am incredibly ambivalent towards that game.
Really? I love Borderlands.
I am incredibly ambivalent. Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. I don't love it. I don't hate it. I just I love don't. I'm neutral
so,
towards it.
I was going to say, so which of you guys is the asshole that always picks up all the guns?
That would be Chris.
Joe.
That's why I don't play with him anymore. Because I literally didn't even get loot.
Yeah, it's like, oh, hey, like, there's some
Josh. That is straight up Josh.
Yeah. I could see that being
Josh. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let's
show that's why I like playing Halo with them, because there's no drops.
I always get blamed about being a loot hog, and I rarely am.
No, I've seen Josh.
No, you haven't done it in years. When we were younger,
eat that shit.
Yeah,
Pappy's going to bring up Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles.
No, I'm saying it was a long time ago. It was that one, and then what was it, like Might and Magic or whatever we played? Those are the only two examples I can think
in my life.
It was one of those similar ones that where you barbarian wizard whatever.
Yeah.
Like this was fucking 10 years ago, at least maybe 15.
Oh my god, yeah, the internet here can eat every dick on the planet.
Yeah, I was gonna say for Crystal Chronicles, you should have just made Josh the bucket bitch.
Yeah.
And let him
I'd say it's more that when I play with like you or Josh on a game that you guys have played before, it's not that you're stealing the loot or hogging it, it's just you're ahead of me. You know. So,
if there's anything important, we tell you.
Eventually.
Why I like Diablo, because it's individual drops. That's what makes that game so nice.
Which I'm enjoying a lot. I finally got... I didn't know this, but the last patch that they did, the seasonal items that were on PC, they actually added all the Season 1 items onto the console and Season 2, and Season 2 hasn't even started yet. And I already got a Season 2 item. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
I ain't got shit.
Yeah, I never get... I always send out so many prizes for everybody else, and I never get any in the mail. It makes me sad.
No, that's Joe and I played the other day, and I didn't get a single item.
I do.
Yeah. I didn't get a single item worth upgrading, but I did get, a gift for 3 different people. So... At least I did something good for others.
And honestly, I actually kind of like it more that way because, like, at least if I feel like I get a shit drop and I'm only getting a Forgotten Soul out of it, I'm like, oh, well, at least I sent something to so-and-so, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I sent Joe something that was actually better, so yay.
I forget, one of you, I think Joe might have actually sent it to me. I got an ancient, because the ancient items are a thing now.
Did you see the Final Fantasy Type 0 HD box art, official box art?
No.
Look at it. Read it. Just enjoy all of it.
Any news on Final Fantasy 15?
Includes Final Fantasy...
Wait, what was that first word there again?
Includes.
Are you sure?
Includes. Exclusive.
Are you sure?
Day one edition? You want me to go higher? Like
no. What was that word? Was it includes?
Includes.
Includes?
Includes. Exclusive Final Fantasy 15.
You're missing the goddamn typo.
Oh.
The official artwork for Final Fantasy Type 0 HD.
Inel Cuds
has a fucking typo on it.
Inel Cuds. I-N-L-C-U-D-E-S. In Cluds.
I like how I even, like, are you sure it says includes?
Inel Cuds.
Includes.
Inel Cuds.
Does it say Inel Coo?
What?
I'm skimming through it. I didn't know what I was looking for.
Why do you think I put so much emphasis on includes?
Inel Cuds.
Pappy could have seen that. It's not even here.
Inel Cuds.
Terrible demo.
Inel Cuds.
Inel Cubes.
Inel Cuds.
I fucking love that Zach was like, no, 2016, there's no way it's going to come out earlier.
I figured it was going to come out early.
We both did. And we told him. I said this fall at the latest.
Yeah. Yeah. We called that one. You should send Zach an email and just be like, ha, 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 ha. Like, don't even say what it's about. Just send him an email.
The SML podcast, episode 102. Zach is wrong.
I got two bits of news. Real quick.
Terraria is coming to the Wii U and 3DS.
Ooh.
That's cute.
No, that's not news.
That's news. I like that news. It's good news. No.
It's news to them.
Theme Hospital's free on Origin.
So what's up, Pap Smear?
I'm ready.
My Borderlands.
Sound delay.
Our bodies are ready, Pappy.
Yeah, remember, Joe, I can buy Borderlands. I have the money.
I don't know what
I have the shit to trade in.
I don't know what that is. What is this money you speak of?
Yeah, it is GameStop. It's apparently GameStop. So there's two things that actually have occurred since we started the podcast. One has nothing to do with games, but I figured it was worth bringing up because it's fucking hilarious.
It's a girl.
A covert multinational group of activists calling itself Freedom Now has launched an Indiegogo campaign to topple the government of North Korea.
Speaking of North Korea, what? The interview's hitting Netflix this week.
What the fuck?
Yep.
Wait, run that bummy one more
the
time.
The group is hoping to raise $10 million, and rewards include signed certificates of thanks for $10, $15, $100, the symbolic rank of sergeant in the pro-democracy resistance for $500, an opportunity to have your name carved into a statue in North Korea for $5,000, and the film rights for $1.1 million. As of this writing, the group has raised $60.
Yes.
I say we pull some money together and see if we can get our names on the statue.
I say we pull some money together and
come up with
our own goddamn Kickstarter.
It's on Indiegogo. Get it right.
That was Indiegogo. Now, from Kickstarter news, there's a card game that was just released by the gentleman over at the Oatmeal.
Oh, I saw this morning.
Exploding Kittens. And they have, in just less than one day, their goal was $10,000. They've made $1.3 million.
Jesus Christ.
Well, first of all, it's called Exploding Kittens.
Exploding Kittens.
Who wouldn't want to throw money at that? I don't even know what it's about, and I feel completely
Ellen Lee. It's Matthew Inman from the Oatmeal. Ellen Lee from Xbox and ARGS, and Shane Small from Xbox and Marvel. It's an easy card game. It's kind of like a Russian roulette card game involving exploding kittens. And I already backed it $35 for the card game age 7 and up, and the Not Safe for Work edition pack.
Cool. Nice. So when are you going to get your hands on that?
Yeah, so
it'll be 30... a couple months from now.
Oh God. Yeah. I usually, when I back a Kickstarter, I plan for one year.
Yeah.
Sometimes earlier. I did. I Bill Plimpton's Cheatin' 2.5 years ago, and I finally got it last month because he finished it, then sat on it to do the festival circuit to try and get awards. And then I also backed Cans Without Labels by John Krasnitzer, the guy who invented the original Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah.
I backed that in 2012, and I still haven't gotten it yet. Yeah. I keep getting updates, but I haven't actually gotten the movie
yet. I think that's kind of shitty of Bill Plimpton to sit on it to do awards.
That's not the only thing he sat on.
Give it to the...
Well, to be honest, though,
it's Bill fucking
it is his highest rated film of all time. So I can't... in terms of critics felt it was his most accessible and well-done animation ever. So I don't get upset at that. But yeah, the cancel that labels one is a little annoying because it's like, oh, here's how it is, here's how it is, here's how it is. I'm like, dude, I paid you 2.5 years ago. Give me something other than the sketch.
Yeah, no shit.
It's not like
that on the back.
Yeah, he's not a little startup company. Well, see, yeah, he's not a little startup. You know what I mean?
That's kind of how I feel about the only Kickstarter that I ever backed was Hex. And I went in for a lot. I think I went in for about almost $200. I wanted a TCG that was playable on my computer that was it's supposed to be an MMO TCG that's PvE, if you can follow that.
We're with you.
The PvE still has not been implemented.
102 episodes and you're still talking about Hex.
Yes, yeah. 102 well, episodes and they still haven't implemented PvE.
Yeah, the best thing to do with Kickstarter is honestly the clothes and accessories. The shoes I ordered, I got fucking 6 weeks later. I find people with like the shirts and that, if they get successfully back, they go to printing immediately because everything's already ready. They just need the money.
Yeah. Right.
When you're backing games and film and all of that. Now, once in a while, I will back something if it specifically says this movie, this cartoon, this game is already done. We just need money for, you know, what
for distribution
printing.
And fucking, yeah.
That never happens, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I did. No, actually, I got a movie with Danny DeVito in it, actually. Yep, it was done. They just needed money for press.
You're a liar. I don't believe
okay.
you.
I mean,
okay.
Okay. Okay. That's fair. I mean, that's fair. You know, I don't have proof. I can't show it to you over Skype, so.
In your face.
Jesus Christ. Your filthy face, Pappy.
Did we...
And I can't remember the name of the damn movie, so that doesn't help.
Did we get any emails?
No, we didn't. Which, we need to get some more emails for this contest that we're doing. So, come on, people. Chop, chop. Yeah, send us an email, thesmlpodcast@gmail.com. Tell us about a movie with no plot. I guess the movie could have no plot.
Yeah. The movie could have no plot.
I was tempted to do it.
Yes, give us a movie with no plot by Michael Bay.
I have a challenge for someone. I found a game that I was really hoping that somebody would make a plot to. Burger Time.
Ooh. You know, the funny thing is that like after I wrote that one email saying that I might take a stab at it, like, I went through I forgot what the site was, but it was like an archive of like all the Nintendo games, you know, released by year from the beginning.
Right.
I'm going back to all the first gen games that like usually just really had no plot. It was just,
yeah.
And there was a couple of them that kind of caught my eye, but I never really like got around to writing because I figured that there would be a couple other guys that would probably come up with something way more brilliant than the half-ass shit that I would
drop.
Dude,
I implore anybody that is looking for a game that they want to come up with their plot to, please make one for Burger Time, the movie, because I would love to see that. Or something like Root Beer Tapper. I'm extremely curious as to what kind of movie you can come up with.
No. The better thing would be to make it the original Tapper.
Yeah.
And then have some sort of in-joke about how you don't serve root beer.
A couple quick little tidbits of news. Scream Ride for the Xbox One is coming March 3rd.
Was that?
It'll be $40. It's like their Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Ooh.
Okay.
It's called Scream Ride. They made a big deal about it, E3. Okay.
I already don't remember.
Ori and the Blind Forest is coming out March 11th.
Sounds like a hippie band.
And State of Decay Year 1 Survival Edition is April 28th.
I'm actually kind of excited for that. Because now that with all this talk with like H1Z1, I kind of have this kick to want to play a zombie survival kind of game again.
Yeah.
I'm like trying to look up news to talk about, but the internet is so bad right here that I can't.
Yeah. Well,
so, I think we covered a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Covered your mom.
With goo.
Yeah. Okay.
Saints Row came out today.
Did you get it?
That's what I've been playing.
Did you get it?
Got out of hell like a motherfucker.
How is it?
Oh my God.
It's funny.
Is it?
It's pretty interesting.
It's well known that this is in the game, but until you actually experience the musical number in the game.
There's a musical number?
Yes.
There is a motherfucking musical number.
Yeah, Disney would be proud.
I need this.
Yeah. What's even funnier
isn't just the Get Out of Hell on like Steam, like something stupid cheap right now, like $5?
It is entirely possible.
GameStop accidentally had it for $5.
I think they actually left it there like that for like a couple days.
Possibly, but it wasn't supposed to be. Gat Out of Hell is a $20 standalone. You can hop on Xbox right now and download Gat Out of Hell and play it for $20.
Actually,
do you think it's worth the $20?
Oh, motherfuck yes.
Yeah? Okay.
Actually, I think
for the 900 new orbs in there to collect alone.
Jesus.
That's a lot of orbs.
No, not the orbs. I forgot about the orbs.
Oh, the orbs were everywhere. Oh, listen, yeah. I just went through collectible hell in fucking Sunset Overdrive. I don't want to go through that. Yeah.
I can't believe you
100% of the collectibles.
It's not really that bad. I mean, basically just running around, I mean, just bouncing off buildings, you'll collect them even if you
don't try. You've played Saints Row 4, right?
Yeah.
And how easy they were to see?
Yeah.
Same thing.
It's really not that hard. Get up to a high point, look around, and you'll just see a shit ton of stuff run around.
Oh, there's
pick it
blue.
All up.
There's blue. There's blue. There's blue.
Yeah, well, no, I know.
I know what I'm doing for the next 40 minutes.
You don't even have to get on top of something. You just pretty much get that super jump.
Which, again, you're still a superhero for the most part in this game.
Yeah.
And you're goddamn Johnny Gat.
Yeah, Johnny Gat's.
Or Kinsey, whatever.
Yeah. Well, I still like the fact that there's an actual cutscene that kind of acknowledged the fact that Joe was just jerking off free roam and stuff. He's supposed to be doing a mission, or well, go to this waypoint to start this mission, but like he's just running around collecting things, doing all this net leveling up, and et cetera, and all of a sudden it's just like, hey, since you're not really doing anything, we're kind of reminding you that the story's here.
Yeah.
It's almost like breaking the fourth wall, but not quite.
It was.
I like games that do that.
And it's kind of funny because it's like, yeah, we're kind of pushing the plot while you're, you know, out there jerking off for 3 hours straight.
It is. Gat Out of Hell is absolutely worth the $20. The thing to keep in mind is that they are completely separate games. If you get the game in the store for $50, it's two games on there.
Okay.
Which also means two achievement lists.
Oh. But, see, I don't know if I would want to replay through 4. I mean, it was good, but like, I don't know if I would want.
I probably will.
I don't know, because I honestly felt like I was going to be like that. You know what though? But I honestly felt like I was going to be like that with GTA, and I was just like, yeah, I've already done this. Like,
Yeah, but this is Saints Row 4.
I know. Because I got Saints Row the third. I played through it on Xbox and beat it, and then I was going to play through it again on PC.
But yeah,
I never did it.
Besides Saints Row 4 or Saints Row Gat Out of Hell, I've been playing a lot more Shadows of Mordor. I've put 30 some hours into it, and imagine my surprise when, hey, there's a second area to the game.
Hey Joe.
Huh.
Did you simply walk into it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't know you could.
See you next week, everybody. But yeah, I had no clue that there was a complete second area in the game.
I didn't know that until you just said it.
After 30 hours.
That's how much. Damn. I just did the free roam fucking around.
Yeah. Well, dude,
did you create any more invincible war bosses?
No, I still can't kill the one either. I don't know how to.
So
I'm so you have to fucked.
Push him off a cliff.
I might
is he immune to the what are the dogs? Dog creature things? Can you jump on one of those and have it kill him?
I don't know. I'll have to try.
Yeah, he might not be immune to them. I mean, you might have to bring a couple, but he might not be immune to them.
Let me see if I can pull the picture up on my phone.
So what have you been playing lately, Chris?
I haven't really been playing much, to be honest. I was playing some Diablo because the new patch came out.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a little bit of Counter-Strike here and there. I started playing that again. Mm-hmm. I'm honestly just kind of like, I'm twiddling my thumbs until I'm really excited for Smite. Like I'm hoping that
but
I
we
get
don't
in.
Know when it's coming.
I know, but
like
I'm
it was just announced.
I'm hoping
the MOBA.
Yes, Smite's coming to Xbox One.
It's gonna be on Xbox One.
Okay.
This year.
I didn't think you guys were like MOBA guys.
I am just League of Legends because I hate League of Legends.
Yeah, I know you're a fellow LOL refugee. I feel your pain, bro. Yes. I feel your pain. I've been there.
All right, so strengths, hate of Gragor or Garugs, which are the giant beasts in the game. Combat Master, invulnerable to combat attacks and finishers. Invulnerable to stealth, cannot be damaged by stealth takedowns. Invulnerable to ranged, cannot be damaged by ranged attacks. Monster Slayer, able to kill monsters quickly and resistant to their attacks. Jump Attack, leaps far while striking. Vault Breaker, blocks attempts to jump over him. Inspiring Presence, nearby Uruks are inspired to attack simultaneously. Gang Leader, has a group of followers. Weaknesses, fear of burning, becomes terrified when he burns.
Yeah, I was going to say, because from the list, he's vulnerable to magic.
How the fuck do you hit him?
So you catch his posse on fire and hope that they catch him on fire? I don't know.
I haven't played the game, so I don't know how easy it is, but it sounds like he's weak to magic.
There aren't magic attacks in the game.
Oh, well, then it sounds like you're fucked.
Yeah.
You have to get him near exploding barrels 47 times.
I was going
to
say,
but there's not enough exploding shit in the game. And even still, once he's on fire,
he'd have to chase you
is he in a stronghold or no?
Well, he moves all the time.
Wait until he's in a stronghold. Get him around those fires and do the. You shoot your arrow into the fire and explode.
I could try, but
like as dumb as.
Are there cliffs? Can you kick him off a cliff?
I don't know if I can.
The only other thing that I can think of is the
can
dog
you look
thing.
Up a YouTube video of a pro taking this guy?
No, because
they're all
procedurally
generated.
Oh,
yeah.
Time you die, there's a chance that one of the bosses can kill another boss and then gain more strength and power.
Every time you die, the guy who kills you gets stronger.
Yeah. Oh, so basically this guy's kind of like the Highlander of the fucking Uruk Hai.
Yeah, he just leveled up perfectly.
Okay.
But I've had such a long argument with my one coworker down at the video game store. Mm. He keeps saying that Shadows of Mordor is a terrible game. And I'm like, I don't even understand where the fuck you're coming up with it. Because he's like, oh, well, they just ripped off Assassin's Creed and Batman and this and that. And I'm like, okay, who did they rip off system?
But it's a fun game.
I'm like, they took all the things that I love from those games, put it into one game, and added it in this new thing that's super cool.
Yeah, the Nemesis
And on
system.
Top of that,
yeah.
I mean, it's
yeah, see,
fucking
I don't,
Tolkien.
I don't understand that because, like, you know, fucking, yeah, my brain just stopped working. Saints
see
Row
week,
is
Aaron.
Pretty was originally a ripoff of GTA, but I love Saints Row.
Yeah.
I
well,
really enjoy Saints Row.
Something different.
And I can't play GTA at all.
Right, and I'm kind of the same way with, like, you take a game like Sleeping Dogs. Like, somebody could essentially just turn around and be like, oh, Sleeping Dogs is just GTA with Batman mixed in. But
Sleeping Dogs is just a true crime ripoff.
Right, I like
Do you
that
not
game.
Get the joke there?
Yeah.
It was a true crime. Never mind.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
I get it. But you know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't be fair to just be like, oh, well, fuck this game because it copies this game. Like, that's stupid. And then his other argument was like, well, how long have you played it? He's like, oh, about an hour and a half, two. And I'm like, so you're going to base your entire opinion of a game from an hour and a half to 2 hours of gameplay. He's like, yeah, I feel like that's enough time. And I'm like, so you're the kind of guy that would go to the movies and see a preview and just be like, oh, that movie
fuck
sucks.
That movie.
You know, people do it on IMDb all the fucking time.
Actually, that did happen to me today or last week watching the preview for The Lazarus Effect, because they straight show you how they kill off one of the main characters in the fucking preview.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's not an important death. Like, maybe it's something that happens in the beginning.
Well,
yeah. Dude. No.
But
Pappy, what are you playing?
Dude.
Pappy, what are you playing?
Threes.
With my dick right now.
He's playing threes.
Yeah, I'm playing threes. I'm actively playing threes right now. What else? Some Diablo with you guys. Not a whole lot right now. You know, just prepping for the fun of this weekend. So I reckon maybe I'll pick up a game or something while I'm there. Maybe Rule of Rose for $700.
Maybe. Guess what?
I keep forgetting to ask Steve if he has a copy of it somewhere.
Just text him right now.
He may. I keep telling him about Little Nicky on the Game Boy Color, and he keeps giving me the dirtiest looks ever.
I don't blame him.
So he has it? Is that what we're hearing?
No, he's just like, you're really going to make me look for this game. And I'm like, yes. Yeah, I want you to find this game.
Do you have a little Nicky for Game Boy Color? Chris, you need to get the fuck out of this store right now.
Yeah, like he's super pissed because I bring it up every time I see him.
go home. Man. Just get out of here.
Every time I see him.
I can't even look at you right now.
I'm so excited about the fact that Borderlands is coming this year.
Mm-hmm. In a couple months.
And Zach is so fucking wrong.
In a couple months. In a couple months.
Zach, he's like, pre-sequel's only been out a couple of months. It'll come out already.
He's going to write the magnum opus of emails addressing this.
Email us, Zach. Email us about how fucking wrong you are.
The magnum opus.
Take a break from your Final Fantasy escapades. Talk to us about how goddamn wrong you were about Borderlands.
Make sure you're eating your cood
again.
Reasons.
All right. So,
again, that email address.
So anything else?
I'm trying to read an email address.
You're now 4 seconds ahead of me thanks to Skype.
Who do you think you are?
Email them at suck a dick.
The smlpodcast@gmail.com. Send us your emails, your comments, your questions, your hate mail, and your movie synopsises. And if you got either of those.
Send us your movie synapses.
Yes. No. And if you got either of those Funk of Titans codes, email us and let us know what you think of the game. Yeah. Same with the iDarb codes we gave out a while back. And who knows? You might be seeing an advertisement for the SML podcast in iDarb soon.
Oh God. Snap. Oh, God.
There's going to be a shit ton of people like, what the fuck is SML? The hell is that bullshit?
Then people would rage quit the game after listening to our podcast.
These assholes have had over 100 episodes? What the fuck? I could do that. These guys are fucking idiots.
Yes, you could.
If you hate your life as much as we hate ours,
you too could have a podcast that's gone 100 episodes. Yeah. Also, one last quick fuck you. There was another panel that came out for the 3DS in the Street Pass Plaza.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Say what?
And what's even worse about it? What's even worse?
Oh, it's the Monster Hunter one where
it's like so fucking old.
Oh my God.
They put it like in between like all the panels that we've had done for like months.
It's like the fourth panel on the list or something.
It's so stupid.
Oh my God, Magfest. You better help us out with these street passes.
That's pretty much all I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be that. Yeah. Oh, and I've officially taken physical inventory of how many CDs I have left. I have 67 CDs of Blade Mode. Once those CDs are gone, those CDs aren't going to exist anymore to purchase. So if you want
to... Are you going to entice people on why they should buy it this MAGFest?
Now, this particular MAGFest, you can actually get an exclusive song off of me. I'm going to email it to anybody that makes a purchase off of me this year at MAGFest.
I still think you should just write the MP3 file address on the disc.
Well, no, because then they could just give it to anybody. I only want to email it to the people that actually buy it.
You really think people are going to pirate your song?
Hey, you never
know. I didn't think that people would do it with Ethereal and there was torrents of our stuff up. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Never underestimate pirates.
Plus, it's just the personability of it. I want them to receive a personal email from me giving them the file.
Hey, yeah. Dick, thanks for paying for my MAGFest.
Precisely.
Here's a song.
Exactly. Yeah.
No. Hey, thanks for paying for my song. Here's my dick.
Pretty much.
And then you have the URL written in marker on your cock.
On my penis.
www, please go to next picture for the rest of the code. How many dicks do I have to look at?
Why do they only All fit of them. Three letters?
Why is he writing so large?
Is he writing really large or is it really that small? I can't tell.
Banana for scale.
Where's the other ball?
Yeah, where's the other testicle? Joe,
that's what the dot is.
That's where the period
is. www.
I had Joe listen to it. It got Joe's approval.
Indeed.
He likes it.
I still think you should include your DODO song with a...
Maybe, I don't know. I mean, that's already a zip file.
And be like bm.zip.
Blademode.zip. If there's anybody that wants to just get the exclusive song and not pick up a copy of the CD, if you toss some change at me or if you want to still give me a dollar or something or whatever.
Just take them out to dinner.
Don't play it through. Don't play it. No, it's supposed to be exclusive.
Oh, what was that?
Stop it. Stop it.
Oh, you getting the preview, bitches.
There's your teaser.
That's
enough.
So, through a windscreen of a microphone, I'm like, not even hearing like what's going on. Anyway.
There were instruments. I swear to God, there were music instruments.
And just for anybody that's interested, the song is from McDonald's Treasure Land Adventure.
Not even McKids?
No, it's from this game. Here.
Oh, hook me up, bro.
It's from that game.
Does Ian know the legend of Treasure Land Adventure?
Yeah. This is my favorite Genesis game.
I'm going to have to bring my Wii down, aren't I?
Dude, if I could find a copy of Treasure Land Adventure at MAGFest, I'll buy it on the spot.
But to play it there, you could just bring your Wii down.
Oh, God.
I think you have the ROM, though. I don't think I have it.
I thought you did. I thought you downloaded it last year and put it on yours.
Mine wasn't modded at that time. I put it on yours.
I'll have to check.
Yeah. But yeah, so the song is from McDonald's Treasure Land Adventure. It was fun. I actually enjoyed it a lot. It's actually, I dare say it's probably the best song that I've put out yet, even though it's shorter. It's not terribly long, but I think the complexity of it is probably one of the more complex ones that I've done. So
you could have been describing your penis right then and there.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
How the fuck have we gone 2.5 hours on this goddamn episode?
Well, an hour of it was you guys arguing over the reward thing.
Yeah.
PlayStation Plus is not a reward program.
Oh, hey, look, a dead horse. Stop beating it, Joe.
But he loves beating it.
Who doesn't? I love beating off dead horses.
So we will see you
guys at MAGFest.
We will see you motherfuckers
music
at MAGFest
this week. We're not just letting them go like that.
Music?
Okay. What music?
It's from Funky Titans. I got the soundtrack.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. It's not even out or available. And I got it. Cool. And you guys are going to hear the soundtrack for Funk of Titans. And I wish I remember the guy's name off the top of my head, but I don't.
But I don't.
We want to thank Ramon for being on the show today, despite the near constant technical problems.
Yep.
Spain, bro.
That's what happens when you're trying to connect
to Spain.
I will
research a new communication medium.
I would not be surprised if the problem was all because of the internet here.
Yes, because you have to remember, I use my neighbors.
Yeah, that's... We got to start doing the show back
professionalism
in Danville, where at least Service Electric works when it works.
Yeah, you either get the podcast done or cancel it. Those are your options.
Yeah, it's not this half and half bullshit like...
Anywho,
so music from Funky Titans. Find one of those two codes in the show, redeem it, play it, email us. Pappy's an asshole. PlayStation Plus is not rewards. Club Nintendo, Amiibos.
This is Ian, SML Podcast, MAGFest. Keeping it funky.
MAGFest. Why isn't it MAGFest yet?
Thank you.